Stevenson University welcomes you to this presentation of NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast is available online at GoMustangSports.com and SFMSports.net. Now, Mustangs Lacrosse.
Two Maryland teams are two games away from playing in the Division III NCAA Championship at home in Baltimore, Maryland. Good evening and welcome to Owings Mills, Maryland, inside Mustang Stadium. I'm Sid Zweigbein, joined this evening by Booker Corrigan. We talk about a couple of teams, Booker, that don't like each other a whole lot. Washington College, 17-1 coming into this one. Stevenson at 18-2. Washington College, a big win on Saturday, 10-7 at home against Lynchburg. Real tough, gritty win for the visiting Shoremen.
And you have to really know that Washington College hangs their hat on Ted DeSalvo, their goaltender. He is fantastic. Coach Jeff Shirk, he's coach of the year in the Centennial Conference two of the last 3 years. He's doing a great job. We're going to talk about DeSalvo in a minute, but that is the highlight of their squad this year so far.
And for the Mustangs, they did it in their first game against Otterbein, 18-4 with offense. On Saturday against Cabrini and their Howard offense, they did it with defense. The first team this season to hold the Cavaliers under 10 goals in that 15-9 win on Saturday.
And that's another aspect. Coach Tim Pools does such a great job coordinating the defensive slides, and Dimitri Pecunez cleans up what they mess up. So it's lacrosse. They're going to get to 5, but if you can keep them under 10, right, you're going to win more than you lose.
Now for Washington College, give me one key for them tonight.
They have to defend the paint without fouling. Goaltender Ted DeSalvo's done such a nice job. 4 postseason games this year. When you look at his conference playoffs and then the first 2 NCAA games, he's saving the ball at a 73% clip. That's a fantastic rate. That's something you can use to build momentum on the other end of the field.
Yeah, mid-60s is usually pretty good. Exactly. 70s is high. What about for Stevenson tonight?
Stevenson, they have to make sure that they get everybody involved. They have such a great team-oriented offense. If they can get 2 or 3 goals out of 5 or 6 guys, that's an explosion.
Well, let's take a look at the previous schedule for both teams, show you exactly how they got here. First with Washington College, you see they're on quite a winning streak, 12-game winning streak that started back a couple of months ago. The only loss was at Salisbury back on March 19th. See their playoff run, they got through Gettysburg 20-7, Franklin and Marshall 14-6 to win the Centennial. Then the first round they beat Eastern 13-6 for beating Lynchburg on Saturday 10-7. For the Mustangs, their previous 5, they've won 6 in a row coming into this one. They beat Lycoming and Albright in the Commonwealth Conference tournament, then 18-4 against Otterbein in the first round of the NCAA, 15-9 against Cabrini on Saturday. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear from Stevenson head coach Paul Cantabene. Coming up next, we'll do our tail of the tape and our players to watch. Number 3, Stevenson, hosting number 5, Washington College. That's coming up in a few. We'll be right back on the SFMSports.net All Access Pregame Show.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, 3 championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Back at Mustang Stadium, we're going to go to our tail of the tape, see how these two teams, Stevenson and Washington College, match up statistically. See the Mustangs averaging almost 15 goals a game, 14.67. Washington College is at 13.2. Stevenson allowing just under 7 goals a game. Washington College is at 7.33 goals allowed per game. Both teams over 50 shots. Both teams really good at faceoffs. 65% for Washington College, 71% for Stevenson. Both teams book 43% plus with the man up.
And as you look at that graphic, the stat that jumps out of you, if you want to get a bead on who's going to win this game, Stevenson with 48 ground balls a game, Washington College only with 37.8. That's a big spread. That's 10 more free possessions, and that could be the difference in the game. And in the playoffs, it means a lot.
Well, we're going to talk about our difference makers. And for Washington College, he's got a lot to do with ground balls, and that is their junior faceoff specialist, Michael Trapp. Leads the team in ground balls with over 150, and he's matching up with Brent Hyken tonight. 69.5% on faceoffs for Trapp this season, but Booker, he can do more than just win faceoffs.
He can. He's got 12 goals on the year, so you know he can play, and he gets up and down the field very well. He's very comfortable on offense. He's not a stranger to getting off shots, so it's impressive that he's able to not just be a Fogo. He's a skilled lacrosse player, and he could get a couple past Bakunas tonight.
How does that change things for Brent Hyken if he loses a faceoff? How much defense would he have to play?
He's going to have to D up. I mean, he's going to have to play good fundamental position defense too, not just check and chase, which a lot of faceoff guys resort to because they know a slide's coming. Stevenson knows what they have to hold down. And again, Tim Pools, Paul Cantabene, they're no strangers to going against great competition. They'll find a way to hopefully not allow Trapp to explode tonight.
Well, our player to watch for Stevenson tonight is a Rossi wearing number 15. Last year was Nick. This year it's Tony. He's got 9 goals in 2 NCAA playoff games this year. If you go back to when he was a freshman at Stevenson, he had 5 goals in 2 games. He's got 14 goals in 4 career NCAA tournament games.
And that's why I call him Tony Big Play Rossi. I mean, he knows how to make plays. He finishes plays. He's explosive. He also knows how to get in the right spot. Like a guy like Billy Burgoyne, another guy, Bannock, will find him at times, and that skip pass is available, and he can score goals, and it's a real art, as we've seen guys at Stevenson in the past do. And here's a great shot of Rossi. That's a cannon. I mean, that's a tough spot for a goalie to be in, 12 yards off the crease. He's letting it rip.
If you're an offensive player, how do you keep the hot streak going?
You just find spaces and you communicate well with your teammates. And again, it's creating those passing lanes. It's as much the guy without the ball creating that skip pass as it is the guy with the ball finding that passing lane.
So Michael Trapp for Washington College, Tony Rossi for Stevenson, our players to watch tonight. We're going to step aside and we'll be right back with Stevenson University head coach Paul Cantabene. That's coming up next on the sfmsports.net All Access pregame show.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any sfmsports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take sfmsports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Women's college lacrosse is the fastest sport on grass. Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Women's Lacrosse Championship, May 23rd and 25th in Towson, Maryland. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/wlacrosse.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So, Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on, even when you're not there to listen to it?
What stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Welcome to Smarties. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Can I get a burger and a large fries?
Sir, have you been drinking?
Just a few beers.
You've been drinking and now you're driving.
Can I just get my burger?
That'll be $12,000 and your driver's license.
$12,000?
And your driver's license.
Okay, here's a wake-up call. Total cost of a DUI arrest, $5,000 to $20,000. Plus, you will lose your license. So forget the morality speech. Think about no license, no driving, and up to $20,000. Checkpoint Strike Force, police patrols, and sobriety checkpoints are out there, stopping drunk drivers in Maryland, every week, everywhere. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest.
Costs may vary on a DUI conviction, but research has shown a first offense can cost as high as $20,000. Loss of freedom and social life is certain based on losing your license. Over 500,000 drivers were stopped at checkpoints last year in the region.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the All Access Pregame Show. We're joined now by Stevenson University head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, the story of the first game for you guys in the NCAA tournament was all offense. You win 18-4 Saturday against Cabrini, an offensive team. You're the first team all season to hold them under double digits. What did you see on film of your defense when you reviewed the game?
Well, I thought we did a good job taking away skip lanes, doing a great job just keeping our angles well and not doing too much. I thought we really settled down, just played good, solid defense. We didn't commit a lot of fouls, and I thought we just really understood how they played, and we took away some of their strengths, and the guys stuck to the game plan for 60 minutes.
There were a couple of close calls at the end of the regular season for you guys. Is the cliche right now that you're peaking at the right time? Would that be an accurate statement?
Well, you know, I think we through the season building up. You know, we struggled at times, you know, offensively to get going, and then we go in spurts, and defensively we weren't as great earlier in the season, so I think we're playing better, but, you know, every game's a little bit different. I think the guys are motivated, so I like how we're playing. I just hope we play well again today.
One guy who's certainly peaking at the right time is midfielder Tony Rossi, nine goals in two games. The NCAA tournament record is 19. What's been able to get him so wide open in the first two games?
Well, you know, that's a really good midfield, first of all. You know, he's playing with Colin, he's playing with Glenn Tompkins. They're both really good midfielders. So, you know, it opens up him a lot. So early in the season, it was Glenn. Now they're keen on him. Now it's Tony's turn. Then it was all of a sudden it was Colin's turn. So, but Tony's shot's been a lot better lately. You know, he struggled early on in the season with his shot. Now I think he's got it honed in and he's shooting the ball much better now than he did earlier in the year.
Is that a matchup thing that you guys can see almost as soon as the first string middies get out there, who they're paying the most attention to?
Yeah, we kind of go with that. You know, we switch it up. But now, you know, Tony's got the hot hand. We don't care if he's got the pole or whatever. You know, he's got to go and make plays. But with Tony, what happens with him is that he's such a good dodger, he gets fouled as well. So, you know, that gives us a chance to go in the extra man, score and go in the extra man. So he's doing a great job, but expect big games out of Glenn Tompkins and Colin today.
Another guy who's really stepped up lately and gotten on the field for you is number 41, Alex Hardwick.
Yep.
Seems like he brings a different element of athleticism from almost any other player on the field.
Yeah, well, he's going a million miles an hour all the time, so we can't slow him down, but he brings that athleticism. He's so fast, he's so tough, he makes a lot of things happen. We don't even know what he's going to do half the time, but he does bring that energy, and he's scoring a lot of big goals to help us, give us some energy, so we like that.
How much does it help in a run like this where you have a guy that steps up? I mean, he's clearly stepped up in the NCAA tournament, kind of an unsung guy during the regular season.
Yeah, well, you need people to step up when it matters the most, and he's really starting to peak now with his play, but a lot of guys are. Mitty D's are playing better. Everybody's picking up their game in the NCAA tournament. That's what you have to do to be successful.
Tonight's opponent, Washington College, a completely different style than Cabrini. Can you just talk about how they like to play?
Well, they're just a little slower. You know, they're going to dodge from their midfield, a lot of wing dodges, a lot of picks like that. They're going to shoot a lot of outside balls. Their attack are more the guys in the end when they're sliding to them. So, you know, we got to do a good job with how they play. You know, defensively, they slide a lot. You know, they had a good goalie, great face-off guy. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. We got to play well to win.
They're one of the nation leaders in goals allowed. What makes their defense so difficult?
Well, they face off well. You know, when they face off well, you're not playing a lot of defense. So, you know, that helps them out. And and think their goalie's done a good job. And they've, and I think about the schedule they played, they haven't played a lot of the top teams that we've played. You know, they played like the Franklin and Marshalls and the Gettysburg. You know, they know they played Salisbury, but we've played a lot more of the top teams. So we've given up a few goals and you play more top 10 teams. So I think that sticks out a little bit. But, you know, they are having a great year.
You talked about faceoffs and how they're winning a lot of them. It seems like Brent's had a lot of tough matchups lately. But today's matchup is a little different. Michael Trapp, he's really good with the ball in his hand. 12 goals and 6 assists on the season.
Yeah, he's done a good job of that. You know, he's a little nicked up. So we'll see how healthy he is this year. He pulled a hamstring in that Gettysburg game, I guess. But we'll see. You know, he's done a great job getting them possession, and he can go to the goal. So, but it's going to be a human night. We'll see how it goes. But I think tonight's more about when you win the faceoffs, not how many you win.
Well, what happens defensively differently with him if he wins a faceoff? Can Brent not just run right off?
Well, I think we'll be all right. You know, we practice it. You know, you're going to see Kalem on the wings a little more tonight, and you'll see some things. But if he wins it, you know, I think we've been there before. We've seen great faceoff guys. We know how to handle it.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out of here. One more. The Stevenson Mustangs will move on to the NCAA semifinals if
we shoot the ball well.
All right, Coach. We'll see you after the game. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, that was head coach Paul Cantabene. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening faceoff. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
Need an extra incentive to reinvent your career? Start and complete 2 adult accelerated undergraduate courses at Stevenson University, and the third one is free. Choose from career-focused majors such as business, information systems, criminal justice, or paralegal studies. Visit accelerate.stevenson.edu now for more details, and watch your future career unfold at Stevenson.
Division III allows you to be able to give yourself to other things. Not even just participate in them, but really get involved with them if you want to.
There's a lot of interaction. It's not just sitting back, taking notes. You're actually doing hands-on things and better preparing yourself for your major.
Choosing a Division III school, I've had the opportunity to develop my leadership skills and to be more involved on campus.
Division III in athletics, you know, affords students the opportunity not only to participate in intercollegiate athletics at a competitive level, but also gives them the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport and outside of the academics on the campus.
And to have opportunity to have time to join clubs and being able to play basketball, it allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum, Booker Corrigan, getting you set for this NCAA Championship Tournament quarterfinal between the 19-2 third-ranked Stevenson Mustangs and the 17-1 fifth-ranked Washington Shoremen. And Booker, I was doing some math earlier today. These two teams have combined to win 35 of their last 37 games. They both have one loss, and it's both against Salisbury.
That tells you a lot about the level of competition in some of the conferences, but it also speaks volumes to the quality of Salisbury's program. Somebody's going to have to find a way to get over that hump if they want to advance to the finals, because one of these teams is going to face them, most likely, unless Dennis is game down tonight.
Yeah, the winner of this one playing the winner of Salisbury and Denison. Both these games scheduled to face off at 7 o'clock. Let's get you the starting lineups first for the visiting Washington College Shoremen. As you can see on SUTV, Shoremen taking the field. Their starting attackman, number 4, Stephen Luck. Number 10, Jim Cusick, who's their leading goal scorer. Number 5, J.D. Campbell. We're going to give you the first string midfield unit, and that is going to be are going to be the guys starting on the field. Number 8, Cody Engelhart. The faceoff man, number 18, Michael Trapp. And one of their wings, number 26, Luke Birnbaum. The defense, number 20, Brad Wallman. Number 48, Dan Polzello. And the Centennial Conference Defensive Player of the Year, number 39, Casey McKnight. And for Washington College, their goalie is number 3, Ted DeSalvo. For the Mustangs, they're going to go with the usual 10 in their starting lineup. You see them fired up to head out onto the field. The attack, number 3, Steven Bannock. Number 21, Chris DeShiel. And number 69, Tyler Furman. The first-string middies, number 15, Tony Rossi, our player to watch. Number 26, Glenn Tompkins. And number 34, Colin Dabney. The defense, number 9, Kyle Holacek. Number 32, Chad Williams. And the big Aussie in the middle, number 10, Cal Robinson. The goalie is number 20, Dimitri Pakunis. Washington College in their road black jerseys, white numbers, black helmets. Stevenson, their home whites with green numbers, green helmets. A light mist, 65 degrees as we get set for this opening faceoff. Looks like it's supposed to rain a lot, but it's really just supposed to stay cloudy.
It's supposed to rain a lot tomorrow.
Right.
These guys are very happy that tomorrow's weather didn't get here early because it's going to be miserable, but these guys are going to be fine. It's nice conditions to play lacrosse in.
There is a light mist. Now there is a good crowd beneath us, an even better one waiting in the parking lot, a long line to get into this one. This is a big-time ticket tonight as Stevenson making their 6th NCAA tournament appearance, their 6th straight. They are the defending national champions. They have a 15-4 overall NCAA tournament record. They've advanced to the semifinals 4 of the last 5 years. And they are 10-0 at Mustang Stadium. Washington College, a long and storied history. This is their 3rd straight tournament appearance, 31st overall. They were the champs back in 1998, 37-29 overall NCAA tournament record. Their first quarterfinal appearance since 2008. They're on a 12-game winning streak. Mustangs on a 6-game win streak coming to this one. This is the 11th meeting between these two teams. It is even 5-5. Stevenson beating Washington College 17-13 here in Owings Mills in the second round last year. There were 30 goals in that game, Booker. 26 penalties. I would take the under on both of those tonight.
It'll be interesting to see how it evolves. And again, you talked about Washington College being a storied program. So many great players in the 70s and 80s coming out of those program, out of this program. And now you kind of see the opposite. The mirror image of them is Coach Cantabene and what he's done with Stevenson and putting them on the map with an unbelievable last 8 or 9 years here at Stevenson.
Hyken 71.6%. Trap at 69.6%. The faceoff, they're still fighting for it. The quarterfinals are underway. And we're still fighting for the loose ball. Cal Robinson playing a wing on the faceoff for the first time this season for Stevenson with Connor Corot. They're still fighting for it. 15 seconds into it, and Robinson comes up with the ground ball, comes back to Holacek, and we're underway as the Mustangs attacking right to left have to get it up across midfield.
And it was Stevenson lacrosse coach Paul Cantabene that told me that facing off is the most intense 10 seconds of a game, and it happens sometimes 30 times a game. They don't want that scrum every time.
Nifty bounce pass there by Robinson to Rossi, and the Mustangs, they just got it in. It took them 28 seconds to get it into the box.
And a great call by my man Sid. You were waiting on that one.
Had it locked and loaded. Here is Rossi down the near side in front of Bannock. Skip to Dabney, and he shoots it high over the net. So the Mustangs looking for Bannock in front and ended up rolling out to Dabney. They get the game's first shot. Both these teams averaging over 50 shots a game. The Mustangs, sometimes they crank it up to 100. Might not happen tonight. Here's Dabney from the far wing. That one went wide. So two shots for Dabney off the mark in the early going. Furman there to back it up for Stevenson, who moves right to left. This is Glenn Tompkins at the top of the box. Takes a pick from Rossi. Now goes down the right alley. Tompkins on the run. Behind the net to Furman, the freshman. The Mustangs lone freshman on the field. Here's Rossi. Rossi drawing two defenders. Rossi shooting on the run. That's number 10 for Tony Rossi. And Stevenson takes a 1-0 lead.
And you can just see Tony Rossi accelerate, and he lowers his shoulder. Here's a young man who is an Under Armour All-American coming out of Calvert Hall. He cuts to the goal, and he shoots running at the goal. That's crucial if you're going to get it past Ted DeSalva, because he has really stepped up his level of play. We talked about it in the All-Access pregame show.
Rossi, now with 10 goals in the tournament, The all-time Division III record is 19 as Trapp wins this faceoff from Hyken. Takes a couple of shots from Hyken, and now Trapp into the box. So here's where Hyken might have to play D. Trapp going right to the goal, and he tried to go through three defenders and had it stripped away. And Bakunez picks up the ground ball in the crease.
And that's just a tough time for Trapp. He got caught up with himself with the momentum of winning the faceoff and knowing that he was by Hyken, and the defense kind of coaxed him into taking on a triple team, and that's not a good recipe against the Stevenson defense.
Bakunez to McNamara, the lengthy transfer from Delaware, on for the first time. Gets it ahead to Chris DeShield. DeShield coming off that five-assist game against Cabrini. He is the quarterback of this Mustang offense. He has been tremendous in his career in the NCAA tournament. 32 points in 13 NCAA tournament games for Chris DeShield, a four-year Mustang, as they get on to Alex Hardwick. Hardwick playing with this second-line midfield with Ballesteri and Burgoyne out there. Hardwick taking a shot from the invert behind the cage over to DeShield. Oh, cutting Burgoyne down the middle. He shoots it wide. Good-looking offense so far for the Mustangs.
Great cut by Billy Burgoyne and an even better handle on the pass that looked a little errant, but he scooped it out and got a shot off, maybe intentionally wide. Because
Hardwick shooting now, and that one goes wide. So Mustangs have attempted five, and four have been off target. The one on target hit the net, and they'll set it up again. And Ballesteri on the far wing. Ballesteri trying to cut toward the middle. Can't find anything. Peels off and goes to DeShield. DeShield, the lefty, up top to Hardwick. And this is where Alex has been making his money. One-on-one against a short stick. Goes right by him. Bounces it wide. Furman tried to knock it down. And instead, it hit off Furman. And the defender getting there to be the last one before it goes over the end line was from Washington College. It was number 20, Brad Wolman. So the Shoreman got possession, and now they get a clear. This is Matt Allen, and he gets it ahead to Jim Cusick. 41 goals on the season for Cusick.
And defenseman Brad Wolman from nearby Glenelg Country School played for a local club team here, the Rough Riders, and he's a diabetic.
Wow.
And a fantastic young man.
Steven Locke.
Nice play by him.
Yeah, you know, the Mustangs have been playing a lot of, you know, Pennsylvania teams, so usually it's one or two Maryland guys, one or two local guys. It might be impossible to mention every Shoreman that's a local guy in this one. Here down the wing is number 7, Nowicki, their leading scorer. He had it knocked loose, but Washington College able to maintain possession. Looney looking for a man in front. Luck couldn't handle it. And now Connor Corot picks it up for Stevenson, and the Mustangs will begin to work on a clear. 4.5 minutes into this NCAA quarterfinal, it's Stevenson 1, Washington College 0. The North games are already in the books, and Salisbury and Denison faced off at the same time as this one. Winner of this one will play the winner of that one. Nice takeaway there by Polzello on the far side, and then he was knocked out of bounds with it. It'll go back to Stevenson. Good ride there by the Mustangs after DeShield had his stick knocked out of his hands. Dabney to Rossi. Rossi, the Mustangs goal scorer so far in this one. He had 5 against Otterbein, 4 against Cabrini. He's got 1 already here tonight. Bannock on the near wing, up top to Dabney.
I love how Stevenson's offense, they're moving the ball very quickly when they're just getting it around. Now they're trying to dodge, draw a slide, and move it quickly to the open guy.
Tompkins crushed in the middle, had his stick knocked out of his hands, and they're going to give it to Washington College. Quick restart here by the Shoreman. Here's Cody Engelhart, number 8. Engelhart quickly ahead to Luck. Luck ducking in and still can't get off a shot. Now tries to flip it over to Campbell. Campbell had to hustle to keep it in play. Back to Luck behind the cage. Shoreman will set up for the second time. Now this is Cusick on the near side. Cusick.
And Holacek just chasing him. I mean, he's playing how he loves to play.
Engelhart to Looney. Looney down the left wing, goes behind the cage to Luck. Now the near side to Campbell. Quick passing here by the Shoreman. They get it to Hunter Nowicki, their leading point man. 32 goals, 36 assists. The Centennial Conference Offensive Player of the Year, kind of filling that void that Bennett Cord left when he graduated for the Shoreman as the go-to guy. Nowicki over to Looney. He couldn't handle the pass, and it's loose, and the Mustangs fighting for it. Granada and Robinson on the far sideline, and Robinson just knocked it out of bounds, going for the scoop. And it'll stay with Washington College. Long possession here for the Shoreman. 8.5 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. No penalties yet. And that's something you don't say a lot at Mustang Stadium. Off the side of the net there, Cusick, a couple of Washington College fans thought that was in the net, but we had the perfect view of it from right above, and it was on the outside of the netting. Now Stevenson will work on the clear. Here is Robinson trotting across midfield. He scored a goal last week, and he stepped off sides. He and Rossi didn't time it right.
And Ryan Rubenstein could have stepped back a step also. That's unfortunate because they didn't need, the guy. He wasn't in peril.
Yeah, the Mustangs turn it over, and here comes Looney down the left wing. Looney against Chad Williams. Good defense there by Williams. They bring it out to Nowicki. Nowicki to the near side to Engelhardt.
Sid Looney has 15 goals in 4 postseason games this year, and he's done an unbelievable job for Coach Jeff Shirk.
Guy stepping it up at the right time. Here's Nowicki loading, firing high and wide. And Campbell there to back it up, the senior at a Mount St. Joe High School. Campbell, quick restart, and he tried to beat Pacuna as the top right post, and he missed it, but he stayed out of the crease.
And an athletic move to stay out of the crease because he dove from behind goal line extended.
Luck to the near side to Cusick. Cusick out to Nowicki. So these are the big six for the Shoremen out there right now. We're already past the midway point of the first. Stop and go move. Now they get it down low to Campbell. Campbell in front shoots and scores, and it's tied 1-1. A swift move and a tricky move down low by J.D. Campbell.
And a really tough angle shot there. Almost the only thing he could do is try and bounce that right at Pacunez's feet. And I don't know whether he goes five hole. Yes,
yeah,
he does.
Almost short hopped him.
Yep.
And we got a chance to look at the replay. Campbell almost parallel to the goal line, but just leaning his left-hand stick back out toward the middle to give himself any semblance of an angle. And Pacunas thought he was going to go high. He thought that was the only place he could go. Hyken in trap for the third time. Hyken swats it on the ground to Corot. Nice one-hand scoop by Connor, and the Mustangs have it back on the offensive end. So the goal by Campbell coming at the 7:06 mark, his 29th of the season, and we are tied 1-1. Little different start to this one than what we had last year when we had 30 goals, 26 penalties. No such extracurricular activity so far. The Mustangs really made it count last year against Washington College, scoring 4 man-up goals. And Stevenson's been much improved this season with the man-up, especially if you take away Saturday's performance against Cabrini. Here's Dabney facing the shot. Faking the shot, excuse me. Now over to Rossi. Rossi with the short stick. McBrien on him. Rossi shooting on the run. It goes high and wide. And Furman just won the race to it.
And you're noticing the Stevenson shooters. You talked with Coach Cantabene in the All Access pregame show. He said if they shoot the ball well, they're shooting wide a lot, which I don't have a problem with because you're not continuing DeSalvo's warm-up. He hasn't felt the ball yet. He's been scored on or it's gone wide, so he doesn't know what it's like to make a save yet tonight, and that's a tough spot for a goalie to be in.
Polzello with the nice takeaway on the pass toward the middle there for Washington College. So this is Luke Birnbaum on the clear. So still DeSalvo, I don't think he's touched the ball at all yet in this game. Here's Campbell. Had it knocked out of his stick by Williams.
And that's a call where it's great play by Chad Williams.
Right.
But every time a player loses a stick, it doesn't have to be illegal procedure playing without a stick. And they did the same thing to a Stevenson guy earlier.
Here is Ruffalo, the long stick in the box. Shooting and scoring! Josh Ruffalo makes it 2-1 Mustangs. Long hole on the loose as Ruffalo Buffalo scores his third goal of the season, 5:23 to go in the first.
Josh out of Chapel Gate Christian, and you love those long stick goals. Take a look at the replay. Just plants his feet, gets a hop into it, and it's hard to read for a goaltender. You would think you'd have more long stick scoring, but they're a little apprehensive to shoot because if he makes that save, you got an 80-yard sprint back
right,
to your end.
The other way. Trap and Hyken for the fourth time in the first. It's 2-1 Hyken so far. Hardwick and Corot, two short sticks helping for the Mustangs. Two short sticks helping for Washington College. And Trap comes away with it. Hardwick knocks it away from behind and levels Trap. And Corot trying to find it, gets it to Williams. Williams looking for help, comes to the near side to Robinson. Robinson goes right around Allen and gets it across midfield for the Mustangs. Now Robinson looking for someone to dump it to. Goes to Hardwick. They switch ends of midfield. Now Hardwick's got to get it into the box. He just does and then falls down with it. Gets it to Tompkins.
And pays a price to do so, but Hardwick knew they were late in the count and you got to, sometimes you have to pay a price to make a play.
So Hardwick there playing as a short stick midi. Now he'll head off and Sam Wyatt will come on. So Hardwick, one of the rare midfielders with two responsibilities. We've seen him already out there with the second line middies attempting a couple shots. And here's the fresh legs of Sam Wyatt. Wyatt to the near side to Ballesteri. He winds a low shot and fires wide. Bannock leaping out of the way of that one, and he beats Casey McKnight for the restart.
And again, that's a shot that they put it wide. You're not saying to yourself, gosh, you got to make the goalie make a save in that one, because that was from 12, 13 yards. DeSalvo will gobble that up, and it's going the other way. I have no problem with trying to pick a corner right now. Don't let DeSalvo be the difference in the game.
Under four to go in the first. Stevenson out shooting Washington College 9-4. Here's Burgoyne working his way through traffic, knocked down as he shot it, and it's scooped up in the middle by Polzello.
He went out. He cut through the crease with possession. So
wow.
It's going to be Stevenson ball.
So Polzello, this could be a catastrophic error early in the game for Washington College. Just not careful where his feet were. Now the Mustangs will get another shot at it. Burgoyne couldn't handle the pass down the middle. He was firing without the ball on his stick. And there was a push from behind. And that'll give another possession here to the Mustangs. And for Stevenson, this is a golden opportunity to increase the lead to 2 for Washington College. This is a must stop here. Big momentum on the line in this possession for both teams. Tompkins working against the long pole. Wolman takes him to the far side. Now to DeShiel. Tough catch by Chris in front to Burgoyne. Shoots and scores. And the Mustangs cash it in on the third time.
And you're exactly right. It's a third chance possession. And those break morale also. And you saw the defenders get a little slow of foot. And that's how Billy Burgoyne, he makes a living off of capitalizing on opportunities.
33rd goal of the season for Burgoyne. It matches his total from last season, which was a career high. So one more goal and it'll be a career high for the junior Billy Burgoyne out of Boonetown Township, New Jersey, and Mountain Lakes High School. Hyken wins this faceoff, and Hyken cradling across midfield, lowers his shoulder into McBrien. Brent trying to gain access into the restraining box, does so. Now ducks to a double team, and head coach Paul Cantabene, he's seen enough of Hyken cradling for now, and he calls timeout, so Stevenson will hang on to possession as he didn't like where that thing was headed.
Exactly. And that's also, it's a nice time to settle your team down. And now he can almost take the lid off of these shooters and say, okay, now let's see if DeSalvo is seeing the ball and let's take a chance on a 12-yard shot, because they're getting plenty of angled 12, 10-yarders, but they're trying to pick corners. I have zero problem with it. I like the way they're doing it. DeSalvo can take a game over and you don't want to let him do it.
Yeah, DeSalvo, as far as we can recall, neither on a save nor pass. He has not actually touched the ball yet in this game, except for pulling it out of the back of the net three times. So Stevenson doing a good job keeping it out of his stick. At the same time, a big possession here for the Mustangs. As big as it was to go up 3-1 for Stevenson, you get the impression here, Booker, that they can really start to exert their will if they're able to get a good shot on this possession and possibly a goal.
You're exactly right. They definitely called a good play with a second option. You know, Coach Cantabene knows how to advance a team through to the championship. So this is a little gravy for them right now. They're getting some free possessions, and they're earning it.
Jashiel will restart it on the far sideline with exactly 3 to go in the first. It is 3-1 Stevenson. Same score down on the Eastern Shore. It's 3-1 Salisbury over Denison with 4:44 to go in the first there. As Rossi shoots wide, so as much as these Seagulls and Mustangs are rivals, they're just, it's like Big Brother-ish how they're mimicking each other right now from opposite ends of the Eastern Shore and Western Shore as Bannock shoots it wide there. Jashiel behind the cage to Furman. And, you know, both Coach Cantabene and Coach Berkman would love to be able to win and watch the other team, but obviously they're probably going to end it at the same time. So here is Furman on the near side. Dabney winds and fires right at DeSalvo, and he makes his first save of the game. And the Shoreman certainly needed it there as Birnbaum is flipped twice trying to get it across midfield, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Washington College.
Yeah, it went off Tony Rossi's foot. I mean, they were just hustling and scrapping, and I don't know, Tony knew that it happened, so he picked up a ball and was ready to go.
Birnbaum ahead to Cusick, and now Washington College needs to give their defense a break here at the very least with this possession.
They've been playing defense for about 4 minutes right there with the second and third chance possessions and then the faceoff win by Hyken.
Right. Engelhart to the near side to Nowicki. And the previous 4 minutes, it was Washington College with most of the possession. So it's been a back-and-forth game so far, but it's Stevenson putting him in the back of the net early. Nowicki looking for a man in front. He's got one, and Vakunas makes the save on luck from point-blank range. Big stop there by Dimitri. Gets it out to Robinson. Here comes Crow the other way. 4-on-3 at the Mustangs. Hurry, Crow to Bannock. Bannock down low to Furman across the crease. It's picked off nicely by McKnight, trailing the play. Quick outlet to Allen. Allen lost it out of his stick. Now gets it across midfield. Washington College left to right with just over a minute to go.
And you can see why McKnight is a defensive player of the year.
Right.
That, picking off that pass doesn't happen often. You have to be a very smart lacrosse player defensively to put your stick in that passing lane.
Campbell to Engelhart, where you've got less than a minute to go. End-to-end action. And the Shoremen looking to make it a one-goal game before we get to the second period. This is Nowicki with Robinson on him. He fakes the pass. Now gets it to Engelhart. His shot blocked on the way in partially. And Vakunas is able to stop it the rest of the way. Vakunas out to Rubenstein. Under 30 to go. Rubenstein's pass high over the head of DeShield. It's going to go over the end line. Out of bounds with 22.8 to go. So a lot of field here for the Shoremen in front of them, but there's still time. DeSalvo gets it. Now to the near side to McKnight. McKnight looking for help. Can't find any. Mustangs out pressuring. Now he shovels it to Looney. 8 seconds left. Looney making a run toward the middle. Looney ducking in. Looney had it knocked out of his stick from behind. It is kicked to the near sideline with 2 seconds left, and that's going to do it as Moody scoops it. One area to play in the books. Our score after one. Stevenson 3, Washington College 1. We'll be right back with the second period of play. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Division III allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III in athletics afford students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to
just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Follow Game Stats Live at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Check out this save late in the first by Mustangs goalie Dimitri Pacuna as a grounder is able to deny from Cody Englehart. A couple of big saves for Pacuna in the first as we get ready to start the second.
And you see Pacuna stepping into that save. He saw it the whole way. And the other golden rule is don't shoot right at the goalie's feet because it takes some of the guess of the bounce shot out.
Hyken and Trapp fighting for it. Hyken initially had it knocked out of his stick to Connor Corot. So the Mustangs going left to right to start the second with a 3-1 lead. The score in Salisbury after one. Salisbury 4, Denison 1. If Stevenson and Salisbury both win, they would meet Sunday in Seagull Stadium. That pass from Bannock through the legs of Nick Garassi and out of bounds. So Garassi placing Furman up front here to start the second. Take a quick look at our stats as Washington College works on the clear. Stevenson out shooting Washington College 14-6 in the first. 9-7 advantage in ground balls. Stevenson won 3 out of 5 faceoffs in the first. Washington College perfect on clears, 6 for 6. Stevenson was just 5 for 8. 2 saves for each goalie, 6 turnovers for each team as the Shoremen get it across midfield to Luke Birnbaum. And the Shoremen will attack right to left for the first time tonight.
And Tony Rossi with a goal and an assist in that first quarter.
Luck looking for help. He's got Holacek on him. Luck now with Williams double teaming. Williams knocked it away to the near side to Nowicki. Nowicki over to Looney. Looney spinning back toward the middle. Now spinning back to his right hand. Gets it behind the cage to Campbell, the lone goal scorer for Washington College. Nowicki, the playmaker for the Shoremen, looking for help. And all he sees is big number 10, Cal Robinson, on him. So he goes out to Looney. Now to the near side to Englehart. Englehart's got Ruffalo on him.
And the refs are starting to communicate to one another. They might be slapping a timer on here.
Long possession here for the Shoremen. They haven't even thought about a shot yet, but they haven't had much room to breathe. They find the short pole. Granada on Husick, and he shoots and scores. And it's a 3-2 game. So the Shoremen patient, and it paid off there as Jim Husick scores his 42nd goal of the season.
Husick just on an invert there, jumps on the shot that draws Pacunes up a little bit, and he's unable to get down to the shot. And it only came for about 6 or 7 yards off the crease, too. So with Husick putting something on that, that's how you beat a goaltender.
Stevenson with a 4-2 faceoff advantage. It's a 3-2 lead for the Mustangs on the scoreboard. Trapp moved early. Hyken quickly picks it up and gets it ahead to Bannock on the restart. Bannock now will wait for offensive reinforcements. He is the Commonwealth Conference Offensive Player of the Year.
A lot of conference players of the year in this matchup.
And that's no surprise. I read an article earlier about the lack of parity in the D3 ranks this year. Here's Rossi. Behind the cage now to DeShiel. It's pretty much 8 of the top 10 that made it to the quarterfinals, and 2 advancing in the north. We'll get to the scores at halftime. Here's Dabney loading, firing, and shooting it wide. And Dabney going low there. He's a notoriously high shooter. Nobody there to back it up for the Mustangs.
And that's McKnight. He plays a lot like Will Gibbs used to back in the late 90s for Washington College. I mean, Will Gibbs would just steal possessions for the whack, and that's how they made their living and led them all the way to a national championship.
Allen shoved from behind by Burgoyne. A couple of flags thrown. Free possession here for Washington College. 3 minutes gone by. Here's Cusick on the run toward the middle, and somebody got a foot on it. Either Holacek or Pacunez. Luck able to pick the rebound in midair. So this possession still going for Washington College, and there is a flag down. It's going to be against Burgoyne. Here's Nowicki down the far side. Mustangs look like they've sagged a little in their man-to-man. Now they're getting out and pressuring a little bit more. Birnbaum gets it down to Campbell. Campbell behind the cage. Campbell showing good speed, draws two long holes and gets it to Birnbaum. Now to the far side to Cusick. Cusick, left-hand shot. Acunes steers it away, and it's going to go over the end line, out of bounds, out of play, and we'll get the call. Burgoyne, not normally stuck out there on defense, and he hit Allen from behind. And we'll see what the call is on Billy.
It's just going to be a 30-second foul. It's not big. But, you know, Billy knows better. He's clearly behind him, trailing him in the play. No need to give him too much right there. It's a good call by the ref.
Burgoyne with a 30-second push from behind. Mustangs send out Moody, McNamara, Robinson, Rubenstein, and Holacek. Robinson doesn't normally play man down
defense.
No,
he doesn't. And there's a reason for that.
Because he picks up, he's usually the guy in the box.
Yeah.
Campbell, Cusick, Nowicki, Looney, Luck out there for Washington College. And they work it down low. Also, Casey Kerms on for the first time. He's got 3 goals this season. He's the 6th member of this man-up unit. 43% on the season. Here is a shot and a score for Cusick from the right wing. Left-hand shot. And we are all tied 3-3. 43rd goal of the year for Jim Cusick.
Cusick just catches the ball, moving towards it, keeps his feet going. And again, you know, I'm so familiar with Washington College. That's Ted Greeley in a nutshell. Move your feet to the ball. Another great player in the Washington College history books who just made plays. And that's how they, you know, went to 3 straight national championship games and won one of them.
10:50 to go. We're all tied 3-3. Something freaky is going on if we get a Salisbury flash and it's 4-4 there. But we have not gotten our latest score update from there. Mustangs win the faceoff. Penalty coming against Washington College as Hyken took a shot. So Stevenson with a free look here. And DeShiel has it on the near sideline. DeShiel cradling in his right hand, the little lefty from Salisbury waiting for help. Bounces out to Tony Rossi. Rossi at the top of the box. Takes a screen from Tompkins. Goes back down low to DeShiel in the invert. DeShiel has Bannock with him. Now to the near side to Tompkins. Tompkins. There's a long pull on him. Another flag coming against the Shoreman. Tompkins turnaround shot. DeSalvo makes the save. And there's going to be 2 penalties against Washington College. So the Mustangs take advantage of that free possession. And now it'll be a 6-on-4.
And it looked, the first one was right off the faceoff wing. Could have been a high hit. They were getting the signals from the other side. And then the second one was on Bradley Woolman. And it kind of confused me. I don't know whether that was the 32nd. Yeah, Woolman's going to end up with a minute. So he must have called him for a backslash.
Yeah, Woolman picked up the second penalty, a 1-minute penalty, 30 seconds on Zachary Kelly. So it's a 6-on-4 for 30 seconds for the Mustangs, who also come into this one 43% on the season, and that's coming off a 1-for-12 against Cabrini on Saturday. They quickly work it around to DeShiel behind the cage to Dabney. Dabney to Tompkins. He shoots it wide. Burgoyne, Tompkins, Bannock, Rossi, Dabney, DeShiel out there for the Mustangs. 13 seconds left on the 2-man advantage. Here's Bannock from the left wing. He shoots wide.
And Washington College gets the backup. You have to get a better shot. You get a crease shot when you're 2 men up.
Washington College putting it back in play. Long pass ahead to David McRyan. And you can hear the crowd for the Shoremen getting into this one. It is nearly a sold-out crowd here at Mustang Stadium. Very few seats available below us. As the Mustangs take it away. Long pass ahead from Robinson to Burgoyne. 2-on-1 down low. Burgoyne to DeShiel. Faking. McKnight gets back in the play. Knocks down DeShiel. But he pushed him from behind. But I think Washington College will take that. As
they will.
McKnight certainly prevented a goal. And we've got a timeout taken by Washington College. 11 seconds left on the man up. We'll take timeout with them. 3-3 our score. 9:07 to go in the first half.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that. This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Washington College head coach Jeff Shirk in his fourth season talking about his defense. 11 seconds left on this man down. Shirk was a head coach at VMI for 4 years prior to coming to Washington College. He was named the Centennial Coach of the Year for the second time in the last three seasons as he led Washington College to their first undefeated Centennial Conference season since 2004, their first conference championship since 2003. And Booker, I'm sure you remember that he played at Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And played some pro ball as well.
He was a great short stick D middy. He was a captain, a great leader.
Here's DeShiel quickly off the timeout, and DeSalvo got a piece as it sails wide. 2 seconds left on the extra man for Stevenson. Burgoyne puts it back in play, and we're back to 6-on-6. So all the momentum on the side of the visitors from the other side. Washington College tying it 3-3 and then stopping a Mustang 6-on-4. Stevenson looking for that next play to get the momentum back on their side. Here's Rossi. Can he be the guy? Out to Tompkins. He shoots it high. And the Mustangs out shooting the Shoremen 20-10. But not putting a lot of those 20 on net early on. Here's Dabney. Had trouble making the catch. It bounced off his stick and out to Rossi. And Stevenson able to maintain possession. Salisbury's on top 5-1 now. Here is Burgoyne faking the pass. Burgoyne down the right alley. Now behind the cage in the invert.
And I like the way Billy Burgoyne thought about throwing that diagonal pass because there was a flash of openness, but he opted not to. You don't want to turn the ball over right now. They need to capture some momentum, even if it's through just having possession.
Tompkins had it within 10 yards and then dropped it. Fell out of his stick. Now back out to Rossi. Long possession here for the Mustangs. We're tied 3-3. Stevenson hasn't scored in the second. Bannock pick and roll with Rossi. Now to DeShiel. And a good save there by DeSalvo on the low shot. The worm burner by DeShiel. Here comes a clearing attempt. And it's Engelhardt across midfield. And the crowd went in offside. There's a shot the other way. Hit something. Looked like it hit a stick on the way in by Luck.
And as soon as I saw DeShiel ride over, and he was running with Tony Rossi. Rossi, obviously, midfielder. DeShiel steps over. Stevenson still had three guys back.
So right.
They were plenty. But everybody in the crowd just sees him step over. So
right.
They start yelling flag.
That's what a good crowd would do,
yeah.
Though. Trying to help the team.
And a good ref would turn and count and say, just because he stepped off doesn't mean the team is off.
I don't think too many refs would take the time to explain, but that would be nice. Here is Savage on for the first time. No, excuse me, that is Sam Birnbaum on for the first time, number 19. So Sam and Luke, brothers on this Shoremen team. This is J.D. Campbell working his way to the middle. Now to Sid Looney. Looney makes one man miss. Now to Cusick, who shoots and scores. Three in a row, the natural hat trick for Jim Cusick, all here in the second. And Washington College has taken the lead 4-3 at Mustang Stadium.
And the Shoremen, like you said, they're grabbing the momentum. Stevenson can get it back right here with a good face-off win. But look on the replay. You see the left-hander, Cusick, just steps out, catches it. He's got his hands free, and he's at the
Nobody was near him.
Yeah.
And he just took it from the right wing to the – he shot it to the bottom left corner as Hyken and Trapp. Critical face-off here. Hyken comes away with it. Now Hyken looking for help. Hyken looking for someone to pass it to. Gets chopped down.
Flag
coming against Washington College. And we've got a whistle now. I didn't see Washington College touch it up. And there is a penalty coming against a Shoreman. It'll be a 30-second technical on number 49, Stephen Pappas, the 5'11 senior from Ocean City, Maryland, out of Worcester Prep. Out there with the long stick.
And they blew the whistle there against Stevenson because they said the Stevenson player held the Washington College player's stick. So that kills the play.
Right.
So even though Stevenson still had possession, they were ready to run something with the flag down. They now have 30 seconds with which to operate.
Tompkins, Rossi, Dabney, Burgoyne, Bannock, and DeShiel. Stevenson 0 for 2 on man up so far. They were just stopped on a 6-on-4. See what they can do here. Here's Tompkins at the top to the near side to Dabney. Down low. Now they're looking for Bannock cutting in the middle. Got knocked down on the way in, and McBrien scoops it up, and McBrien is a one-man clear. Here comes Washington College the other way, 4-on-3. Mustangs able to hustle back as McBrien kills off the rest of the man down. And a timeout called by Washington College. A flag coming at the end of that play after McBrien had been taken down. There was a timeout called. Then he was taken down. A flag coming against Stevenson.
That's a tough shake of the events against Stevenson. But they're going to have to find a way to kill it off. And they forced the pass in. Billy Burgoyne, he's playing the crease on the 3-3, and they jam it in there. You want to hit your crease man, but you want to hit him where, you know, when he's free and he's not getting checked when he receives the pass.
Well, one guy we apparently didn't talk about enough in the open was Jim Cusick, number 10. 41 goals coming to this one, a senior out of Calvert Hall. Now, one thing that Tim Poles and Paul Cantabene are known for, Booker, is making a guy use his weak hand and not his dominant hand. But Cusick is obviously left-handed, and he's getting prime real estate to operate with the left hand.
And that's one of the fundamental defensive principles that every coach teaches. You know, if you have a right-hander, force him to go to his left. If you have a left-hander, take away his strength and make him beat you with his off-hander, his non-dominant hand, as we like to say, to be politically correct
right.
as a coach. You don't want to let the left hand feel weak
right.
on a right-hander.
So the Mustangs have to do a better job of making Cusick use his right. Is he's got all three goals in the second, and he'll be looking for another. Is a one-minute penalty on Cal Robinson for the Mustangs. So Washington College will get another man-up opportunity. They're 1-for-1 so far. Luck to Nowicki. Nowicki instigating from the top. It was deflected, but it got to the intended target. Now Cusick giving up, shot from the far wing, deflected on the way in, out of the stick of Campbell. I don't know that that made it on Cage. And now Looney will put it back in play, and quickly up top to Nowicki. Nowicki to Looney. Looney, diagonal pass, right wing shot, again, off target. And
you
from
notice
Campbell.
He's shooting that ball and his feet are standing still. It puts him in such a difficult place. He's got to move his feet somehow, some way. And that way the goalie has to move, and you also have a defender who doesn't know where you're releasing it from.
24 seconds left on the extra man. The skip pass to Campbell now, and he shoots it wide again. And Cusick just put his hands up in the air like, let me shoot it.
I can do that. Cusick's like a young Dickie Greaves, the way he finishes plays. I mean, this is a Washington College history lesson that we can give you here tonight. And Stevenson needs to kill this off. They got 10 seconds
left. Here's Cusick stepping into one, and Bacunez steers it wide.
But that was from 12 yards.
Right.
That was Cusick feeling it.
Taking matters into his own hands, as he has here in the second. Cusick quickly to Nowicki. Down low to Campbell behind the play. Bakunas made the first save. The rebound ends
no
up in the
goal.
Back of the
no
net.
Goal.
No goal.
Waved off. They said Cusick stepped in the crease, or whoever the low.
Campbell stepped in the crease. So Campbell was on the doorstep. Bakunas denied him. And Kerms scooped up the rebound and put it in, but it was too late. Campbell had already followed through into the crease. So a big shift there on the scoreboard as Furman tried to wrap around. He was knocked down. It goes over the end line. McKnight again stealing up possession by being the closest to it as it went over the end line, and he was doing a dance on the end line to not touch it. Washington College very efficient with the clears again. Birnbaum ahead to Nowicki. Look out below. Shot score. Stephen Luck sneaking open behind the play. You could see that one developing from up here. Nowicki to Luck, and it's 5-3 Washington College, 4:20 to go in the first half.
Stephen Luck, the boys Latin product, scoring against the Calvert Hall, former Calvert Hall goaltender Dimitri Pekunez. And Ryan Rubenstein was on the scene. He's a former BL guy. And now, right now, Stevenson's got to regroup, gather themselves, handle the adversity. They did it against Cabrini. They can do it tonight. I'm not overly worried, but I need to see the offense start to really click and find those money spots, those valuable spots.
Hyken and Trapp fighting for it. Trapp lost sight of it as he's complaining to the official, and Hyken kicked it to some open real estate. Now back to Pekunez. So Pekunez to the near side to Holacek. Stevenson has never lost an NCAA tournament game at home. They trail 5-3, under 4 to play. And you look at those shots, Booker. Remember, it was 20-10 on the scoreboard, Stevenson. Now it's 22-17. And a big reason why Washington College has taken the lead. They've scored and outshot the Mustangs. We got a push up ahead. Timeout called first by head coach Paul Cantabene. The Washington College sideline, the fans and coaches can't believe it, as our crowd mic seems to be angling toward Washington College. You can really hear that through our crowd mic. But, of course, the Mustang fans haven't had a lot to cheer about in the second.
But also, let's be honest, if you look at the play, Tony Rossi went over and, like, all he did was throw it over his own head. But he had to have control of the ball to throw it over his head. So he had control of the ball. It's a timeout.
So Stevenson and Washington College, both teams out of timeouts here in the first half. Is this one shaping up to be a down-to-the-wire type of affair? It's been a relatively clean game. We've had some penalties here in the second, none in the first. Good pace to this game, and now the Mustangs looking to respond to this 4-0 Washington College run.
And you talk about that. You know, Stephen Luck, he was one of the last guys cut from that Under Armour underclass Baltimore team that's the big tournament every summer. And somehow, some way, he has found a way to, you know, carve his niche out in Washington College. He's a great, great lacrosse player. He's just a junior. So they're going to have to face, you know, likely face him again.
32 goals now on the season for the Catonsville native, Stephen Luck. And the Mustangs will try their luck here on offense. They have not scored since the 3:17 mark of the first. Here's Dabney. Pick and roll with Rossi. Dabney up and under move, and now he has to back it out across the line outside the box. Here's Glenn Tompkins with a short stick on him. Now he draws a long pole. Tompkins looking for help. It looks like a couple of Mustangs in the same area after the slide comes. Bannock now at the top of the box, so they move Steven around a little bit here. Mustangs leading scorer.
And their offense is losing shape there for a second. Bannock did the right thing by just giving them a second to pull it out. Now they got a 1-4 setup. Popping a guy off the crease.
Here's Dabney down the far wing. Dabney's man falls down in front of Burgoyne, and he had it immediately knocked out of his stick in front. And now an errant pass to the near side defender, Polzello, but he maneuvers between two defenders, scoops up the ground ball, gets it across midfield to Kelly, and a flag coming against the Mustangs as Ruffalo knocks it out of the stick of Kelly. What a play back here before we get to the call, Booker, by Polzello, as he just kicked the ball and dodged two riding attackmen to maintain possession and bail out his goalie, as you see a big fist pound there between DeSalvo and Polzello.
And as a coach, all the time, we run kids hard. We do great transition drills, and then we find a way to create little opportunities for them to kick a ball or play a ball with their stick into an open area, like you saw Brent Hyken after that faceoff where he didn't have control. He couldn't scoop it because he was in traffic, but he could play it to an area where he knew where it was going. And right now, Stevenson's doing that a little bit better, but they need to translate that into goals.
DeShiel picked up a one-minute penalty. It's another extra man opportunity for the Shoremen. Already up by 2, 5-3. Here's Nowicki to Looney. Back to Nowicki. Skip passing the near side to Luck. Back to Looney. Over to Nowicki. Nowicki gets it to the middle, looking for a man down low. He's got it. Shooting and scoring is Casey Kerms on the backside. So Kerms had one taken away earlier, and now Nowicki picks up his third assist of the second quarter. And with 2:09 to go in the first half, it is 6-3 Washington College. They've scored five in a row, and the Mustangs taking a punch right now.
Let's look at the replay. This is like John Nostrand down the wing to Walker Taylor for you Washington College folks. I mean, that's just great man-up offense. Distort the man-down unit and then find a way to make a diagonal pass.
Yeah, Nowicki is the Chris DeShiel of the offense for Washington College. He's just the quarterback on that man-up as the Mustangs win a faceoff. And now Ruffalo throws it away, trying to get it to DeShiel. It was just a bit outside. He missed him by about 10 feet, and nothing Chris could do to keep that in bounds. Now Washington College will work on a clear. The Mustangs could really use a turnover here, down by three on their home turf. Englehart trying to get the clear. Gets it ahead to David McBrien. McBrien with Ruffalo all over him.
Oh.
And we got a flag from the far side official, not the one near the play.
He tried to throw a little ice pick slash rusty gate in the middle of the field. I didn't even think he hit him. I mean, it was a totally ineffective check, but it was kind of cool looking. But the ref, you know, away.
Looked like a Game of Thrones check there.
Yeah.
Except you don't end up coming away with a whole lot of life after that. Englehart looking for Luck. And Luck is juggling it back out toward midfield. So flag down. Free possession here for Washington College. 1 minute to go in the first half. All Shoreman. They lead it 6-3. Stevenson needs a stop and a stop. Pass in front, behind the back shot by Luck. And that went wide. And if that thing would have gone in, you just have a feeling that...
One correction I got to make, Sid, you know I love you.
Yeah.
Right. I do think, you said Stevenson's never lost a home NCAA game. They've never lost in this stadium.
Okay, in the stadium.
But they did lose to Roanoke a couple years ago over on the grass field.
Oh, right. You're right.
And it's not about being right. I just want our listeners to know that we're not totally, you know, totally Stevenson.
That
was a bad call.
I got 10-0 at Mustang Stadium.
Yes.
So
I
misspoke there.
That's okay. I just want our listeners to know that we're here for you.
30 seconds on the penalty to Ruffalo. There's about a 20-second difference.
What's the goal?
Game clock and shot clock, and another goal for Washington College. J.D. Campbell, 7-3. Another man-up goal for Washington College.
So they call the check, but it was a 30-second foul.
Right.
I know the game pretty well.
You do.
There's, like, what they call a hold?
I guess. Yeah, that's, I mean.
Because that wasn't a hold. It's either a slash or it's no call. A nifty little downstairs finish. Of course, that's late to the party on the nifty, but golly.
And you can see on SUTV the facial expression by Paul Cantabene says it all. He is not pleased with his team's performance, as they look like the road team that hasn't gotten off the bus, except they're at home, and it's Washington College dominating here in the second period of play.
And they were down 5-2 last year in this exact game, so it's... All is not lost.
Hyken winning the faceoff temporarily. Now it pops up in the air, and Trapp comes away with it. 17 seconds left. Trapp gets it across midfield. Now gets it around Williams. Here comes Trapp down the middle. This guy can shoot. Trapp trying to back his way in. Now goes out to a long hole. And that's
6 seconds
left. Here is Cusick. He lost it. Now Robinson will just fire it the length of the field, and DeSalvo ends up making a jumping save at the buzzer. Well, things have really turned around here in the second period of play. 6 unanswered goals for the Washington College Shoremen. You can hear their crowd going wild as the Mustangs head to the locker room looking for answers. Our score at halftime, Washington College 7, Stevenson 3. We'll be right back. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
Follow game stats live at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Need an extra incentive to reinvent your career? Start and complete two adult accelerated undergraduate courses at Stevenson University, and the third one is free. Choose from career-focused majors such as business, information systems, criminal justice, or paralegal studies. Visit accelerate.stevenson.edu now for more details, and watch your future career unfold at Stevenson.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by Stevenson University. Now, back to the booth for the first half recap and an update on tournament scores. This is Mustangs Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Halftime at Mustang Stadium. Washington College leading Stevenson 7-3. Let's get you our first half highlights. Much better if you're watching on SUTV. Mustangs get it going early. Tony Rossi scoring there and giving Stevenson a 1-0 lead less than 2 minutes into the game. But Washington College responding 6 minutes later on the goal by J.D. Campbell. That ties it 1-1 with 7:06 to go. Stevenson now with the long pole. Josh Ruffalo ripping the top left corner. It's 2-1 Stevenson, 5:23 to go in the first. Mustangs now get it to Billy Burgoyne. Burgoyne cutting right, shooting left. 3-1 Stevenson after the first quarter of play. This is still the first quarter. Look at Dimitri Pikunez. Stone Stephen Luck in front to preserve that 3-1 lead. Pikunez has one more big save in the first. This one comes out of the stick of Engelhart. A direct shot, and Pikunez stepping into that save. So it's 3-1 Stevenson after one, and that ends the run of Stevenson highlights. Get ready to meet Jim Cusick. That's his first goal, beating Pikunez. That makes it 3-2 with 12:54 to go. That's his second goal. That makes it 3-3, his 43rd of the season. And then one more for Cusick. They call it the natural hat trick when you score three in a row, and another left-hand shot from the right wing. That made it 4-3 Washington College with 6:44 to go. And this time in transition, Nowicki ahead to Luck. And that's 5-3 Washington College with 4:20 to go in the first half. They're not done yet on the man up. Look at Nowicki drawing the defense, drawing the attention. He goes back door to Casey Kerms. Kerms a bounce shot between the legs of Pikunez to make it 6-3 with 2:09 to go. And then one more for J.D. Campbell with less than a minute to go in the first half. Campbell beating Pikunez on the sharp angle shot. 7-3 Washington College, our score at the half. We'll be right back. Get you caught up with the scores around the country. This is the NCAA Championship Lacrosse Tournament.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there.
The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Women's college lacrosse is the fastest sport on grass. Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Women's Lacrosse Championship, May 23rd and 25th in Towson, Maryland. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/wlacrosse.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
Allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Halftime in Owings Mills, Stevenson trailing Washington College 7-3. Let's get you the scores from the rest of the D3 tournament. RIT, number one team in the nation, advancing earlier today with an 11-6 win over number 9 Union. Tufts also winning at home 15-5 over number 8 Cortland. So they'll meet in one semifinal on Sunday. And Salisbury at the half over Denison, undefeated Denison, that is, 7-1 in favor of the Seagulls. We'll get you our first half stats from our game here. Stevenson outshooting Washington College 23-21, 18-15 advantage in ground balls. Turnovers nearly even, 9 for Washington College, 10 for Stevenson. Washington College 3-for-4 with the man up. Stevenson 0-for-2. And this is the shocker. Mustangs down by 4 goals, Booker, but they have a 10-2 advantage in faceoffs.
That's, you know, faceoffs are huge and they're important, but shooting percentage is vital. And Coach Cantabene alluded to it in the all-access pregame show. It's vital that they shoot the ball well. I have no problem with the wide shots. Now they have to start penetrating and making that one more pass, the diagonal pass, and finishing plays all the way into the back of the Washington College net, or else it's going to be chow-whack. They're going to walk with this.
What do you think Coach Cantabene said at halftime?
It's a fine line between, do you go in there and blow up and get all animated, or do you go in there and just coach your team and tell them to relax and take a breath? They still have 30 minutes of lacrosse left, and they are a very good lacrosse team. This game could very easily finish, you know, 17-10 in favor of Stevenson. They just have to play up to their potential, relax, and feel the opportunities that they're getting because they're earning them.
If you're Washington College head coach Jeff Shirk, how do you get your team to do what they did in the second, in the third?
And you tell them to keep doing what you're doing, share the ball, move it quickly. They don't cradle the ball a whole lot. At the moment of truth in lacrosse, you get those dodges and then it's pass, pass, pass. If you cradle pass, cradle pass, cradle pass, you've created nothing. But if you dodge and then pass, pass, pass quickly, you get a layup. And that's what we saw Washington College do in the second quarter.
Well, we'll take one last break here. We'll be right back with the third period of play. This is the NCAA Championship Tournament.
Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow.
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Newark, Delaware.
Let's fly and score.
Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Sunday, May 18th at Delaware Stadium in Newark, Delaware. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Quick restart to the third as Trapp moved early. We're underway in the third period of play. Mustangs trailing by four, their largest halftime deficit of the season. As they get the first crack at making it a three-goal game. Stevenson down 7-3, working right to left to start the third. Rossi's going to start it from the left sideline, try to work toward the middle. He was tripped up a little bit by the defender. Now over to Tompkins to Dabney. Dabney on the far side. Dabney driving with the right, switching to his left. He shoots and scores. Was he in the crease? They say no, and the Mustangs get a quick one from Colin Dabney, his 38th goal of the season.
And Dabney showing some acceleration right there, creating the dodge cleanly, clearly beating his man and sticking it. And he was not even close. He stepped into the crease seconds after it. I mean, that was not even an issue. I mean, the ball's in. He planted. Came up good. He's a quick little bugger. He's got to do that again.
Dabney with his 38th goal of the year. Hyken wins another faceoff, and this is exactly what Stevenson wanted to come out of the locker room looking like. Score a quick one, make it, take it, and they've got it back down by three. DeShiel on the far side. Now back to Dabney. Maybe he'll be the hot hand for Stevenson tonight. He's certainly done it at certain times this season. Dabney avoids one, and DeSalvo able to steer it wide. McKnight again. That's the third time, Booker. He's won a race with Bannock behind the cage.
One of their old defensive coaches, Bobby Polancino, used to teach his guys. As soon as he starts winding up, Bobby Polancino would tell his guys to start running for the end line because there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah, you can't make the save. Luke Birnbaum gets the clear for Washington College. Something that doesn't really show up in the stat sheet, but it's certainly a big reason why Casey McKnight was the Centennial Defensive Player of the Year. There's no stat for...
It shows up on coaches' minds.
Yes, definitely. That guy is everywhere. Englehart to Luck, and Washington College able to temporarily stop the Mustang momentum. Here is Nowicki, three assists all in that second period. He's our leader in that category. Nowicki takes a pick from Looney, cradling with his left, knocked out of the stick by Ruffalo. Ruffalo scoops up the ground ball, now has it across midfield. Ruffalo ahead to Burgoyne in front! And Bannock taken down. That hits something.
I don't understand how it's not a push, but...
It never got to Bannock. It went through Bannock, out of play, and it looked like Bannock took a shot from behind, as you said, yeah. Booker. And so that ends up being a Mustang turnover. And look at Englehart with the clear. And now Englehart throws it away across midfield. It's loose on the ground. Big ground ball here. And the ball squirts free to Robinson. Robinson juggles it once and now gets it back to Williams. So Mustangs able to get it back as Holacek floats it to the near side to Moody. Moody again with that... Left foot, black shoe, black sock. Right foot, white shoe, white sock. Out to Burgoyne. Now to Alex Hardwick.
And they get a little substitution victory here.
Hardwick on the far side. Let's see if he tries to use his jets. Now he goes behind the cage to the shield to Bannock on the near side. They've got Burgoyne playing attack with Bannock and DeShiel. Here to start the third. Here's Bannock coming around from the right side. He draws a flag. Free possession here for the Mustangs. Bannock going to work. Turnaround shot to Salvo. Got enough to keep it out of the net and is able to scoop it up outside the crease.
And I know Steven Bannock worked his nose off to draw the foul, and then he comes driving around the left side. But that fadeaway shot's not going to go on DeSalvo. Right. Pull it out. There's no time limit on when you have to shoot with a flag down.
Yeah, get the best shot possible. Because it doesn't matter what happens, you get it back.
You're getting it back, so don't just take a shot because you know you're getting it back. Here's a replay of it. They called Bradley Woolman for a hold there with his left elbow. I think that's a good call. He impeded him.
Might have gone up high.
Yeah, I thought there was more of a cross check, but you know.
They'd already thrown the flag. So Stevenson with a 30-second man-up opportunity. Mustangs 0-for-2 with the man up. Here's Dabney on the far side looking to step into one. Now to DeShield. They come to the near side to Bannock. Out to Rossi. Rossi swings it to Tompkins up top. He fakes a shot. Now left-hand shot goes wide. And DeShield there to back it up. 11:15 to go in the third. Stevenson down 7-4. Salisbury's up 8-2. Dabney shoots and scores off the restart. And the Mustangs have scored two in a row. It's a two-goal game.
And they needed that one. Not a great man-up play, just ball movement. And they caught the Washington College defense sagging a little bit. And Dabney straight overhand. Beautiful fundamentals on that. And DeSalvo never really got his footing set. He caught him moving. 11-11. Make a wish.
Dabney now ties Bannock for the team lead in goals with 39. Bannock picking up the assist there, his first point of the night. Trapp moved early again, another free faceoff whistle. So Hyken now 3-for-3 in the second half as he continues his dominant performance. 7-5 our score. Lots of lacrosse left to be played, and as poorly as the Mustangs played in the second quarter, they've come out in the third with the right mentality and the right makeup. Here's Wyatt. Down the left wing, Wyatt switching hands, right hand bounce shot. DeSalvo got a piece, it rebound kicks loose. Burgoyne in front, and DeSalvo made another save on his feet, with his feet. Now here comes McKnight, away with it across midfield. McKnight.
And I'll tell you what, DeSalvo looking like Andy Tybel on that national championship team.
Here's Allen in front, double team crushed on his way to the goal.
I hope it's a push.
Yeah, nice little play there by Washington College. It looked like they were just going to settle and kill clock, and instead they got Allen trailing the play, and he had a lane, and Stevenson
30 seconds
converged on him. I believe it was Hardwick with the push from behind. That was a rough two-hand touch.
Yes, it was a
Allen.
Rough push.
Yeah, it was a physical push. Hardwick is a very, very physical player who's only getting better and better for the Mustangs. His sophomore who went to Loyola. 32nd man up for Washington College. They were 3-for-4 all in the second. Cusick down low to Campbell. Back to Cusick. He's pressured by Robinson. Now he gets rid of it. Back to Cusick. He steps into it. Oh. Shoots and scores. 8-5 the score. Fourth goal of the night for Cusick. So there's a play where Robinson comes out to pressure Cusick. Cusick gets rid of it. Robinson retreats to the middle and can't recover in time.
And you see a little sky whammy here on the top side.
Look at Robinson.
Yeah, the sky whammy threw him off. Nowicki.
Another assist, his fourth. Cusick, goal number 45, and it's back to a three-goal advantage for Washington College.
And their man up has been the difference in the game.
Yes, 4 out of 5 on the man up for Washington College. Hyken fighting for it. New man in the middle is Serco, freshman junior out of Rocky Point, New York.
There's another flag.
And all of a sudden, we had that clean first period. Mustangs win another faceoff, another penalty coming against Washington College. And I don't think anybody involved on either side wants this to turn into, you know, who gets the last penalty.
Or man up, man down game.
Yeah, man up, man down, and whoever gets the last one's going to end up on top. Of course, unless it's the team they're rooting for. But in general, you want to see it happen 6-on-6. Here's Rossi coming around the near side. Dennison has scored. It's 8-3. Seagulls on top in Salisbury. Rossi skip pass to DeShield, and DeSalvo got a piece of that one. It's going to head over the end line. He was chasing it, but it didn't matter. 9:12 to go in the third. Penalty coming up against the Shoremen.
30 with a slash.
Slash on Kelly. That's his second penalty. He's the freshman from Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
And he's out of Salesianum School. They got an attackman at Salesianum right now named Sam Fink, who's one of the top players in the country. He's dynamic in every way. So that's just an interesting little side note. I saw he's from Salesianum.
Do you know where he's going, the attackman?
He's committed. He's going D1, but he hasn't revealed the school yet.
Here is Tompkins over to DeShield. In front to Burgoyne. He shoots and scores. Burgoyne cutting across the crease. It's an 8-6 game. The Mustangs get it back to 2 again.
And that is good man up. You get that diagonal pass, and then you hit a cutter on the inside. There's the diagonal pass. Here's Billy Burgoyne standing up after he scores the goal. That's a good man up goal. He shot from 3 yards off the crease, and he did not get laid out when he did it.
True. Burgoyne with his 34th goal of the season. That's a new career high for the junior. Seems like the Mustangs are trying that pass 6-on-6, and it's not working. But with the man up, it's working. Here's Hyken winning the faceoff. Had it knocked away from behind. Goes into Shield. He shoots and scores. And it's going to count as bodies went flying after the play. Hyken had it knocked out of his stick from behind, and it bounced right to DeShiel. He couldn't have passed it to him any better because it was kind of a
and we know Brent
situation.
Hyken.
Yes.
We know Brent Hyken. He could not have passed it to
him. That's
anyway.
Not what I meant, but it works the same way. It was a scramble situation. DeSalvo came out to field it, and DeShiel got there first, and it's 8-7.
And it's funny, I saw Steven Bannock go onto his belly. He got knocked down, but he got kind of tripped up. He did not get physically knocked over.
2 goals and 11 seconds for the Mustangs. They win another faceoff, and now all of a sudden, as bad as things looked for Stevenson in the second, less than halfway into the third, they have a chance to tie. Down 8-7. The Shoremen would surely love a stop here. Here's Rossi getting to the middle, drawing the slide. Now he's got a long stick on him, goes over to Dabney. Stevenson can tie it with this possession. Dabney down low, floating it out to DeShiel. DeShiel trouble making that catch. Now he'll regroup. Chris has a goal and an assist, continuing his NCAA tournament productivity. Tompkins over to Dabney. He shoots that one wide. Mustangs there, though, to back it up. They've got the momentum in their favor right now. Attacking right to left. Rossi takes the screen from Tompkins. Rossi gets to the right alley, shooting low. And DeSalvo making the save. Salisbury scored again. It's 9-3. Salisbury over Denison with 7:11 to go. It's now 10-3. We're being told with 7 minutes to go.
And a great outlet pass there by DeSalvo.
To Engelhardt. Engelhardt right down the middle, shooting and scoring. He got into the teeth of the defense, Cody Engelhardt. And he made that one look pretty easy.
And we talked in the open about defending the paint. Defend the area right in front of the goal on a basketball court. It's called the paint.
Right.
As coaches, we like to call it the paint. And you got to defend it.
I heard a story about how lacrosse was invented by a basketball coach. Not invented. Sorry, basketball was invented by a lacrosse coach.
I was going to say, I think it.
Yeah, the Native Americans weren't playing basketball.
They weren't hooping it up?
I don't think so. But basketball was invented by a lacrosse coach, that being James Naismith.
Naismith, yeah.
Cold in Canada. This time it was Hyken who moved early. 9-7 the score, so the Shoremen respond to that goal by DeShiel. And now...
And I'll tell you, one of the things I've noticed is Washington College, they play like one midfield unit. Nowicki's
right.
out there
yep,
the entire time.
Play.
And that is going to start to wear on you because this is an intense game. And it, whether it's just your focus or your cardiovascular and your muscles and your focus.
Birnbaum on the far side now to Campbell. Campbell to Cusick. Cusick, little stutter step. Now back to Campbell down low. Campbell spinning on Williams. Under 7 to play in the third. It's 9-7 Washington College. It was 7-3 at the half. We had 6 goals here in the third. Now Cusick out to Nowicki. Nowicki's the setup guy drawing the double team. Little head fake. Now Nowicki looking for Looney. He couldn't handle it on the run. He's going to be the closest one to it in an easy ground ball. He'll go back below the goal line to Campbell. Campbell beating Williams to the cage, and it's denied in front. Not sure who it hit off of. Either Pacunez or Holacek. They chase it toward the end line. Holacek went down. Flag flying. Bodies flying.
And we're going to get a slash, I think, on Washington College here.
It looked that way. As the Mustangs sending out their man-up unit. So no whistle when Holacek was shoved from behind. And then he took a couple of slashes. And Kyle, as tough as they come on that back line, that 6'3", 230-pound senior just down the road from Reisterstown.
And he's a great kid. Absolutely love spending time with Kyle. And Cal Robinson as well. Chad Williams, this defense, I could hang with these guys for a while.
Here come the Mustangs with a one-minute man-up situation. Luck in the box for the slash to Shiel. To Bannock looking for Burgoyne in front, and he couldn't handle the pass. And Tompkins there on the far side to scoop it up for Stevenson and keep this possession alive. To Shiel, steps into the pass to Rossi. He winds it, fires, and scores! Tony Rossi, he knew it when he left his stick.
And you could tell when he caught that, he was logging on to www. Y'all just chill for a second. I got some corner. I got a sting. .com.
Rossi went top right to Shiel with the assist. It's back to a one-goal game. 9-8. Stevenson on top. Washington College, excuse me, on top of Stevenson, 9-8. Only one road team has won so far in the NCAA Division III tournament, and this is a face-off win clean for Serco in there for Trapp. So he wins a big draw for Washington College. Now, Luck has his stick knocked out of his hand by Holacek. No whistle this time.
But a play on. He had his arm up.
Play on as Holacek gets it out to Moody. Mustangs get it across midfield. Again, they have a chance to tie. Washington College has had the lead since the 6:44 mark of the second. That's over 15 minutes plus worth of action as Wyatt checks in along with Ballesteri and Tompkins for Stevenson. So Coach Cantabating kind of mixing and matching his ones and twos on the middies now. Here is Wyatt with a full head of steam. Wyatt down the right alley. Wyatt spinning back to his left hand. Now to Ballesteri.
I love the way Sam Wyatt dodged right there, and then he had the re-dodge opportunity to turn in, but he definitely doesn't want to commit a turnover. That second midfield unit, you don't want to turn the ball over.
Here is the shield of Burgoyne. He steps into one as he takes a shot.
And a flag
coming at the end. And Luke Birnbaum can't believe it. And he's going to head to the box. And he'll probably believe it at that point as he disagrees with that call. Stevenson, a man up opportunity and a chance to tie. 30-second penalty on Birnbaum.
And that is a push from behind.
And it made the shot from Burgoyne roll wide. Burgoyne, Tompkins, Rossi, Dabney, Bannock, and DeShiel for the Mustangs.
I like this. They're popping Tony Rossi down onto the crease.
Tompkins to the far side to Dabney. Back to Tompkins. He shoots it high. And the Mustangs seem to be a lot more accurate here in the third, although that one was not. Here's Tompkins from the top. He ties it up.
And that was from 10 yards. He nails the bouncer. Beautiful shot.
All of a sudden, the Mustangs finding shooting lanes with the man up, and they're just crow-hopping into each shot and getting a lot on them. And Glenn Tompkins in the top left corner, and we've got a brand new game with 4:03 to go as the Mustangs have climbed all the way back in the third to tie it 9-9.
Ted DeSalvo looked a lot like the great Greg Baker in the first half, but right now he is not.
Hyken wins the faceoff quickly to Bannock, and DeSalvo with a big save there as he gets it to Birnbaum, and here comes Washington College. McKnight up ahead to Luck, and now the Shoremen will slow it down. They need a good possession here. on 9-9. And Luck just rolled it out of bounds.
He was rolling it up to the guy coming out of the box, but the guy never came out of the box.
The guy never came out of the box, and he just literally rolled it into his own sideline. The opposite of a good possession there for Washington College.
That's putting it nicely.
Yes.
That's unfortunate. I like Steven. Steven's a super kid. But, wow, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, he just tried to roll it on the ground, like you said, to the guy coming on. He never came on. Rossi on the run down the left wing. Left-hand shot high and wide. Rossi scored his second goal of the game. He's got 11 in the tournament. The all-time record is 19. He's got 11 already. Here's Hardwick spinning out to Ballesteri. To DeShiel on the far wing. Back up top to Ballesteri. Ballesteri started right, went left. Now has to regroup. Over to Hardwick. Hardwick to Rossi. Rossi trying to get to the middle, trying to get to the right alley. Rossi on the run. Rossi shoots it wide. As DeSalvo kicked out for that one. He might have got a piece with his foot.
And Tony sweeping across the top there. I like that. It's a great shot because chances are DeSalvo's not going to come away with possession. So you're either going to score or you got the backup.
2.5 to go in the third. Wyatt downloaded a shield. The shield back up top to Wyatt. Winner of this one takes on the winner of Salisbury and Denison. Right now it's 11-3 Salisbury late in the third. In fact, the third is over, and Salisbury will take an 8-goal lead into the fourth. Here is Wyatt breaking away from defenders, shooting it wide. His stick may have gotten checked as he shot it.
And he had that same exact dodge the last time he was in, and this time he took the opportunity but was very cautious not to let DeSalvo have an effect on the play.
Mustangs on the restart. DeShiel over to Dabney. Dabney high-stepping, now going to DeShiel. That pass went through his stick and through his legs and over the end line. So the Mustangs turn it over there. And DeSalvo quickly looking for a short stick. Matt Allen. DeShiel in hot pursuit. Allen just changing directions and splitting the D. Good clear there by Allen as he gets it into the box. So the Shoreman gave the Mustangs their best punch, and now they've taken the Mustangs' best punch. We are tied 9-9 in this NCAA quarterfinal. You couldn't have asked for a more exciting first 40-plus minutes in this one. Anybody's game with just over a quarter to play. Nowicki out top, pounded by Ruffalo. Ruffalo ran over the pick. He's going to pick up a penalty. Here's Cusick shooting. Bakuna is making the save. Mustangs will touch it up. As we saw on Saturday, Cal Robinson committed that exact same penalty. And now Ruffalo does it.
I mean, that's the easiest call a referee ever makes. I mean, here's a replay of it. Ruffalo, he sees him, puts his elbow up.
Elbow in the head, yeah.
That almost should be 2 minutes.
That could be a crime. As
it's illegal in four counties.
It probably would be. That's assault. As Ruffalo picks up a one-minute penalty. And now Washington College, just talking about how they had absorbed the Mustangs' big blow. Now they have a chance to take the lead with this one-minute extra man, and they do with the goal from Sid Looney, number 42. Looney from Nowicki. First of the night for Looney. And for Nowicki, I've got that as his fourth assist, maybe his fifth now.
Sid Looney, 15 goals in 4 postseason games coming into today. And he only had 10 in the first 14 games of the season.
And there's something with Nowicki distributing the ball. All of his passes are just ending up at the back of the net. He just keeps finding shooters with their feet set. And Serko wins another faceoff from Hyken. So they've replaced Trapp with Serko. And a quick timeout called by Jeff Shirk. And a wise one indeed, as his team has possession with 46.9 to go in the third. And now a 1-goal lead, 10-9.
And we'll see if not saving that timeout comes back to haunt them later. Because you definitely, you know, there's still 46 seconds left in the third quarter.
It's true. It all makes sense for Washington College if they're able to put this one in the back of the net, as we get a replay of that last save by DeSalvo. And that was ticketed for the top right corner out of the stick of Bannock. Instead, Bannock trying to give the Mustangs the lead. Instead, it's now Washington College with the lead 10-9.
And I don't want to say the difference of the game has been Dimitri Bakuna is not saving the ball, but it has been Salvo making plays at that end of the field. He right. has made some nice saves. He had seven at the halftime break, so it'll be interesting to see if Dimitri can steal a couple because we need some.
Yeah, Dimitri stole a couple early in the first. Remember, he denied Luck in that point-blank shot, and that was his best save of the game so far. But certainly, the way the Mustangs have been picking off corners, the salvos, we got a chance to look at the replay, really looked much better on the replay. Really looked like Bannock, when he let go of it, he probably thought it was going in the back of the net because it was ticketed for that top right corner. So Washington College head coach Jeff Shirk sends his six back on the field, up 10-9. They just broke a 9-9 tie. Again, Stevenson has not led since the 10:50 mark of the second. They just tied it 9-9. And Washington College has taken the lead back 10-9. Nowicki playing pick and roll with Engelhardt. Nowicki down the right wing as he's really started to exert his influence in this game with his passing and playmaking ability and setting up teammates. Here's Campbell behind the cage. Takes a pick from Nowicki. Now they go to the far side to Looney. Looney's got Moody on him. Short stick. Goes behind the cage to Campbell. 20 seconds left. Campbell looking for Luck in front. He made a tough stumbling catch and able to keep the possession alive. Here's Nowicki with 12 seconds. Spinning. Bouncing out to Engelhardt. 10 seconds left. Crowd screaming 10. Engelhardt down the left alley looking for a man in front. Knocked out of his stick. And Robinson picks it up. Goes back to Bakunez. And time expires in the third period. The Mustangs close the gap to one. We've got 15 minutes left for one of these two Maryland teams. We'll be right back. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
Follow Game Stats Live at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Powered by SFMSports.net.
Sids Weigbaum, Booker Corrigan back at Mustang Stadium as we start the fourth quarter. Hyken beats Serco. Still misty here, 66 degrees as we get set for the fourth quarter of play. Could be the final 15 minutes. Will be the final 15 minutes for one of these teams unless we head to overtime. Rossi on the run right at DeSalvo. That might be the first shot of the game from either team that went right at the goalie. And McBrien clears it for Washington College. Stevenson trailing 10-9 to start the fourth. Shoreman trying to avenge last year's 17-13 loss in the second round. They led 5-2 early in that one. They led 7-3 at the half in this one.
Goal coming!
And they have not trailed since early in the second. As Looney has it for Washington College, as the clock will eventually possibly become their ally. It's still too early to kill time.
You cannot take your foot off the gas yet. That tells your team that you're scared.
Engelhardt down the left alley as Washington College operating right to left. Engelhardt wrapping around. Pakuna is stopping that one and getting the loose ball to Holacek.
And that's Engelhardt hustling and then making the decision, well, I've come this far, I might as well shoot.
Right,
he too early, didn't have the right angle, and Pakuna is not the hardest save he's had to make all night.
And again, another one of those off balance falling away from the goal as Holacek gets it to Williams. We had 10 goals in the first half, 9 total in the third quarter. And as the game's starting to take shape, Booker, you can really almost tell just by the footwork of the shooters whether or not it's going in the back of the net. It seems like every time somebody steps into one, it ends up in the twine for both teams. And then when you see shots like that from Engelhardt and they're falling away, they're being stopped. Here's Wyatt down the far side in front. DeSalvo standing tall, making the save. Rebound scooped up by Washington College. Knocked out of the stick of Nowicki. Nowicki gets it back, and this guy doesn't look like he'll ever get tired. Nowicki down the middle, shoots and scores. End to end, coast to coast for Hunter Nowicki. It's 11-9 Washington College.
And you got to credit Nowicki right there. And that is exact. That's Dickie Greaves in a... in a nutshell. That's what he did his whole career. He's a two-time first-team All-American back in the 80s. Ricky Soule was that way. He's now the head coach at Navy.
Back when the midfielders played both ways all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, Nowicki. That's a great move by him. It's only a two-goal lead. We got an acre of time left.
Well, you talked about maybe the first-string middies will get tired for Washington College because they haven't really gone to a second line. Hyken wins the faceoff ahead to Bannock. They get it in front. Shooting and scoring and drawing the foul is Billy Burgoyne. The Mustangs get it back 8 seconds later.
Great finish by Billy Burgoyne. Tiptoe in the crease. He gets pushed. The flag will be waved off. That's not a big deal. But the finish was mint.
So just as Nowicki tried to give his team some breathing room, the Mustangs take it right back. You see Hyken to Bannock to Burgoyne. Burgoyne faking, going under the stick and over the goalie as he...
he goes right into the goalie.
Yeah, right into the goalie. If he can't beat him, bowl him over.
Yeah.
But he'd already let go of it. 11-10. 2 goals in 8 seconds. And we're back where we started the fourth. Hyken bowling over Serko. And they're going to call him for a hold and give it to Washington College. And we are back and forth on the seesaw. Can the Mustangs get on top at the right time? Still have not led since early in the second, but they've certainly erased most of the deficit they built up in the second. This is Looney. And behind the cage, down low to Campbell.
And
to
here's
the near side to Luck.
Here's where Stevenson just wants to play patient, good, fundamental defense. No fouls. Let Washington College run around right now. Get a stall. Get a timer on.
Right.
Call even. But please, no fouls, nothing too aggressive. Just play fundamental position defense and help your teammates out.
6 penalties for Stevenson.
There's the help.
7 for Washington College. High pass there, handled, off the bounce by Engelhardt. He got it to Cusick. Back to Engelhardt. How about this? The quarterback for each team, DeShiel with 5 assists for Stevenson. Nowicki, 5 assists for Washington College. Here's Cusick in front, and
I couldn't tell if that was a post.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a post or a save. Cusick again! He shot it wide. Cusick with 4 goals, leading all players in that department. Burgoyne now with 3 for the Mustangs. And quickly on the restart, Mustangs take it away. Chad Williams, and he gets it back to Pacunez.
And you can see Kyle Holacek. I mean, he's just a man sometimes, easily relieving Stephen Luck of the burden of having to carry the ball for too long. And Chad Williams comes over and scoops the free change.
4 minutes gone by in the fourth. Stevenson trailing 11-10. They've never lost an NCAA tournament game at Mustang Stadium. 10-0. They also have a 7-game NCAA tournament win streak on the line.
A kick save
by DeSalvo on Burgoyne as Dabney going for the ball with Hoppus. And Washington College comes away with it. Long pass ahead to Engelhardt. And here come the Shoremen quickly the other way. Cusick down the middle, shot it wide. So Washington College, not really known for being a fast-paced offensive team, but Booker, all night, their first pass out of their defensive end to midfield has been flawless.
They've done a great job getting the ball and transitioning it, and they average 13.2 goals a game. So they're
not that slow, no. Campbell behind the front goal looking for Luck in front. He was wide open and just couldn't handle that pass. But Nowicki beats Ruffalo to the loose ground ball. Luck turnaround shot. Hakunes makes a big save. There it is.
Fade away shot. I mean, Sid, I haven't seen you stand in the goal much, but I think you could make that save because he's running away from the goal. He's being pushed away from the goal. It's not a hard shot.
I would have saved it with my feet. I can't handle a goal stick, but I can kick some. And that was a low shot. DeShiel behind the cage to Bannock. Bannock's been relatively quiet tonight for the Mustangs. He's been the focus of the offense as Bannock takes a shot there. His pass got to Rossi. To Ballesteri, low shot to Salvo. Able to keep it out of the net and somehow steer it wide. 9:26 to go.
Did you see how quickly Tony Rossi got that rebound and moved it immediately? That's why he was an Under Armour All-American. I mean, because he knows the game. And that's what I talked about the first quarter when I was talking about him playing in that Under Armour game.
You'd wonder how many goals he would have had if he could have stayed at Stevenson 4 years as he shoots it wide there. Took a couple of year hiatus to CCBC Essex, and you just wonder he'd be all over the record books. You have a feeling if he was here for all 4 years.
And he would have gotten to play with Nick. Big last pass, year. Rossi.
Here is DeShiel up top to Tompkins. 9 minutes to go. Stevenson down 11-10. Tompkins pick and roll with Ballesteri. And DeSalvo got enough to keep it out again. As DeSalvo starting to build confidence here in the fourth with a one-goal lead. Burgoyne has it behind the cage for the Mustangs. Who's going to make the next play in this game? Burgoyne hit hard from behind. It's loose. Rossi tried to scoop it up. Got whistles down. And
in the crease. I thought he was pushed into the crease.
Yeah, it looked like Burgoyne was pushed in the crease. Referees say he wasn't. And now DeSalvo to the near side. McKnight has to trap it with his shins. Gets it back in his stick. Back to DeSalvo. Washington College was 18 for 19 on clears coming into this quarter. Long pass all the way ahead to Cusick. Cusick trying to blow by Robinson, and Cal does it enough. Gets back enough to keep Cusick from attempting a shot. 8:15 to go. Stevenson down 11-10. Washington College with possession, moving right to left in all black. The Shoremen out of Chestertown. Looking to get back to the NCAA semifinals. This is their first quarterfinal since 2008 as Nowicki shoots that one wide. Go, Steven. And Luck will put it back in play. Holacek chasing him. Engelhardt. Gets past Hardwick. Luck fell out of a stick in front. Moody with the ground ball. Moody has it for Stevenson, and now the Mustangs looking to clear as Dillon telling his receivers to go long, and he gets it ahead to Hardwick, who speeds across midfield. Now ahead to DeShiel, the senior for the Mustangs. 5 assists in the game for Chris, 1 goal. Just the same numbers he put up last game. Looking for Bannock in front. He couldn't handle the pass. Goes to the Shoremen to Birnbaum. Now ahead to Engelhardt. And when the Mustangs' offense has struggled, it's looked a lot like that play. DeShiel trying to force it to Burgoyne. It's not there. And
it's
they
a good
turn it
cut.
Over.
It's a great cut
and
by
that pass,
Bannock.
Look at that. Speaking of turnovers, Engelhardt just floated it over Looney's head. He never even moved for it.
I got one word for it. Fatigue.
It could be. As it certainly seemed like Looney, he may have thought someone was behind him. He never even tried to go after that one.
When you play one midfield as much as they played one midfield, they're going to make a mental mistake, whether it's the catcher or the passer on that one. That's just a mental, you get mentally drained.
6.5 minutes left. Huge opportunity now for the Mustangs. Knocking on the door, down 11-10. Tompkins spins away from the D. Now draws a long pull. Tompkins to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio on for the first time tonight. Kyle, the freshman, back to Glenn, the senior. Glenn spinning with one hand, switching places, and we got a timeout called by Stevenson with 6:04 to go. We'll take timeout with them. Anybody's game with 6 minutes to go. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
GoMustangSports.com.
the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each team with one timeout as we welcome you back to Owings Mills. Washington College on top of Stevenson, 11-10. Stevenson, the defending national champions, with their backs against the wall to start the second half. They were down 7-3. They battled back to tie it in the third, 9-9. We had 9 goals in the third quarter, 2 so far in the first 8 minutes in change of the fourth. Mustangs have possession out of the timeout. Each team with one timeout remaining. So when do you use it becomes the question as we get closer and closer to the conclusion of what's certainly shaping up to be a classic for one of these two teams. Dabney takes it, pick from Rossi to DeShield. DeShield kicks out to Tompkins. Tompkins, left-hand shot went wide. Good play set up there by the Mustangs, and Tompkins shot it wide. Bannett quickly on the restart. We're going in front. DeSalvo made the save. It ended up on the back of the
net.
How
did it get to that spot?
I have no idea. As Burgoyne shot it low to low, and somehow DeSalvo made a kick save, and it ended up on the back of the net. Here comes Washington College. Hurley the other way. In front, one-on-one. Bakunas kicked it out somehow, some way. Campbell scoops up the rebound. Washington College looking for insurance, and Campbell shot that wide. Somehow, Shoreman ended up wide open in front. I didn't catch the number. It happened so quickly.
I think it was Stephen Locke.
Yeah. And Bakunas standing tall. It may have been 32. Casey Kerms as well. It was one of those two ending up on the backside of that play as Stevenson was pressuring out at midfield. 5 minutes to play. Stevenson down one, 11-10. Englehart working toward the middle. Englehart switching hands. Englehart takes the pick. Englehart on the left wing. Had it knocked away by Granada. Over to Looney. Now to Cusick on the far side. Cusick stops, spins, comes back up top to Nowicki. Over to Cusick, quick shot, and it goes over the end line. Salisbury on top of Dennison, 14-5, 5:03 to go.
And here's a time where one of our Stevenson defenders needs to win a race to, you know, steal a possession after a shot that goes wide.
Here's Kerms. Pass to the far side to Campbell.
There we go.
And Pacunez is trying to win the race. And Looney got there just ahead of him. 4:18 to go. Mustangs need a stop and a score. Quickly, Looney in front. He shot it wide. Campbell tried to quick stick it in to an empty net. He couldn't get a handle on it. And the Mustangs get the stop. Williams to Robinson.
And Connor Caro's got to go down and get the ball, or they got to get it to a short stick.
Yeah, they get it to Ballesteri. Ballesteri ahead to Rossi, that is, number 15. So Rossi playing attack now with DeShield and Bannock. Hardwick out there, Wyatt out there. So Mustangs in crunch time, 3:40 to go in their season, have their second line middies out there. Let's see if it pays off. Here's Hardwick spinning. Hardwick with a step, gets by another man. Hardwick had it knocked out of his stick, then he knocked over the defender. They play on. Wide open to Shield in front, point blank, shoots and ties it. What a play! Chris DeShield ties it 11-11 with 3:26 to go.
And he was tiptoeing the crease line. That was good play, good defense right there. You see the trail check. Now it's a clean hit from the side.
And Bannock got it, a broken play. DeShield faking high, going around DeSalvo, falling into the crease. And that was close. Good thing there is no instant replay. Whether or not Chris completed that shot, here's Hyken winning the faceoff. We're tied 11-11. Mustangs have not led since the 10:50 mark of the second quarter, and with 3:10 to go, they have a possession tied 11-11. They have it in the stick of number 11, Billy Burgoyne, and he'll flip to Glenn Tompkins. So now the Mustangs bring the big guns back out there. Burgoyne, Tompkins, and Dabney.
And it was a broken play that got right. this tie. And now let's run a great play.
The physicalness of Hardwick, who Coach Cantabene was probably not happy that he was taking on all comers as he got by two and tried to get by a third, lost it, and then ended up helping his team get it back. Certainly not a play you could draw up. Here's Dabney on the right wing. The lefty spinning back to his dominant hand. He's got a short stick on him. Goes down low to DeShiel. Back to Dabney. Up top to Tompkins. You're going to hear the fans, just everybody sitting on their hands, holding their collective breath at Mustang Stadium. 2:20 to go. We're tied 11-11. Who wants it more? Here's Rossi. Down the right wing. He shoots. Hits DeSalvo in the chest. And he's able to recover the rebound. Quick outlet to Birnbaum on the near side. Birnbaum right down the middle to Wallman. Wallman, the long pole. Up ahead to Kerms. Kerms lost it momentarily. Kerms now cradling it. 1:58 to go. Shirk's got a timeout to work with. He gets it to Cusick. Cusick looking over at the bench, and Coach Shirk says, play on.
Cusick has Cal Robbins. Uh-oh.
Cusick, man goes down. He shoots it, and Pacuna has got enough to keep it out. 1:44 to go. It'll stay with Washington College. Again, both teams have one timeout, neither using it. Here's Kerms. Behind the cage with Holacek, All-American Canada on him, and he goes out to Cusick. Now out to Nowicki. Nowicki, their playmaker, taking a pick from Engelhart. Nowicki's got a step. Nowicki's shooting on the run, and it went high and wide. Again, Campbell there to back it up. 1:20 to go. We're tied 11-11. Everybody at Mustang Stadium, including us, on our feet.
Good fundamental defense.
This has been a great game played by both teams. Nowicki on the far sideline. Gets it to Campbell. 1 minute to go in one team season, unless nobody scores. They pass out to Engelhart. You have to think Washington College wants to take the last shot. Engelhart shoots a bouncer. It goes wide. Campbell will be there to back it up. 44.9 to go. And now Washington College takes the timeout. Stevenson out shooting Washington College 55-41 as both teams' fans on their feet trying to spur on their team. Booker, if you're Washington College, you got to be thinking about taking the last shot in regulation.
And you want to just calm your guys down, tell them to go dilly-dally for a little bit, play some catch in the alley, draw a guy out. If somebody slips, we go to the goal. But other than that, you want to wait until about 20 or 15 seconds remaining, and then you're going to run your best offensive play. Don't just tell Nowicki to go to the goal and pass.
If you're the Mustangs, how do you try to defend the dilly-dally?
Well, yeah, you got to stretch out a little bit, extend, but always, you know, remaining with between your man and the goal. Play good fundamental position defense. Get some pokes in if you can, but you want to stay on your feet. Cal Robinson, and the reason
right.
I bring that up,
yeah, he's just
he almost cost
yeah.
him huge. Yeah. With the slip.
Is there anything the Mustangs can do with that timeout? Do you want to use a timeout
if they shoot wide? Or if the ball goes down and one of your defenders commits a push,
right.
That's a dead ball. You can get that timeout in.
Mustangs could, if they scoop up a ground ball in any kind of precarious situation, call timeout
yep.
to make sure they maintain possession. Williams, Robinson, Holacek, Moody, Rubenstein, and Corot for the Mustangs. Cusick, Engelhart, Campbell, Looney, Kerms, and Nowicki for Washington College. They set up for Kerms. Bounce shot goes wide. And Campbell with the quick feet to get there first. So a quick shot for Washington College.
Surprised by that.
Here's Campbell quickly off the restart out from the left side. Gets it to Nowicki on the far side. 30 seconds left. Nowicki to Engelhardt. Engelhardt down the middle. Over to Cusick on the left wing. Left hand shot. He scores. 12-11 Washington College with 22.5 seconds to go.
And Cusick.
Fifth goal of the night for Cusick. First time we saw him shoot from the left wing. He went top right corner. And the Mustangs have to win this faceoff. Looked like Nakunez may have been screened on the play. It was about chest high. Hyken and Serko. Biggest faceoff of the season for the defending champs. Stevenson has a timeout to work with. All Hyken has to do is win it, and Coach Cantabene will call timeout. 22.5 seconds to go. Washington College up 12-11. Hyken wins it clean. Hyken has it in his stick. Hyken down the middle. Hyken shoots it, but Coach Cantabene called timeout. It bounced
shot
over.
Shot was wide.
It bounced over. Rossi was there to back it up, and I was surprised he didn't call it right away.
No, he was called.
Okay,
I was actually
screaming.
I was missing some of what Hyken was doing because I was watching Coach Cantabene going across the field. I mean, he was out to the wing line.
And thankfully for Coach Cantabene, that thing didn't end up in the back of the net.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if he's screaming timeout, the whistle blows, and the ball ends up in the back of the net? That was the best shot Brent Hyken's ever missed.
Yeah.
If that thing would have gone in, all heck would have broken
loose. And
here's
a replay of it. Here's Hyken. And right about here, I looked over to see Coach Cantabene calling timeout.
I was surprised it took so long for the whistle to blow as Stevenson has 18 seconds to tie this thing up and send it to overtime.
And I think you want to try and run a it's coming in off the end line.
You want to run something quick.
Run something quickly, but you also tell your kid you're picking a corner here. You're picking a corner. You can't try. DeSalvo saves it. He is going to throw it as far as he can.
And you can't not have someone in the X position to back it up if it goes over the end line.
Right.
You can't afford to have the guy who brings it back in. The winner of this one will play in Salisbury on Sunday as the Seagulls defeat Denison 15-5. Right now here in Owings Mills, Stevenson trying to tie it up. 18 seconds to go. Cusick just
ball's
gave.
Coming in up here because I forgot. That's right. He
here's Bannock on the restart. 15 seconds left. Bannock to the middle. Bannock looking for a man in front. Burgoyne. It's knocked down in the middle. Washington College has it. Birnbaum toward midfield. 8 seconds left. Birnbaum all the way up front to Kearns. Washington College beginning to celebrate at Mustang Stadium as they defeat the defending national champions. Washington College storms the field. They defeat the Stevenson Mustangs 12-11 and an instant classic of a Division III NCAA tournament game. Washington College has slayed the defending champs.
And that's one of the things that Stevenson does is they play hard. They give you a great product. Every time they come out, you see something fantastic from Stevenson University Mustangs. Huge credit to Coach Paul Cantabene. I'm tremendously furious that they lost the game. Washington College earned it. There was there was some things, calls, whatever's no biggie.
Yeah,
teams got, good calls, bad calls.
Yeah, I don't think you can say it wasn't decided out there on the field in any
other
way.
Other than it was decided by Ted DeSilvo and the shooter, Carwicky.
Cusick.
Yeah, I pronounce it Carwicky. I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Mustangs.
Gravy.
They went back to that play for Burgoyne down the middle. Just too much traffic all night. It worked well with the man up, but when it wasn't man up, that was really
you
their.
You jinxed it. You said that play doesn't work 6-on-6.
It didn't work 6-on-6. I just call it like I see it, and all night they went for it, and that's why they fell behind in the second. They kept turning it over on offense instead of getting shots, and the Mustangs, you had the feeling the way this game went, it was going to go to overtime, and they just couldn't get that one last goal late in this one, and their defense of the title comes to an end, and two great teams shaking hands at midfield. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll have head coach Paul Cantabene and a whole lot more coming up after this. This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse.
with all of you.
Follow us on Twitter.
Right now. At Go Mustang Sports.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Welcome to Smarties. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Can I get a burger and a large fries?
Sir, have you been drinking?
Just a few beers.
You've been drinking and now you're driving.
Can I just get my burger?
That'll be $12,000 and your driver's license.
$12,000?
And your driver's license.
Okay, here's a wake-up call. Total cost of a DUI arrest, $5,000 to $20,000. Plus, you will lose your license. So forget the morality speech. Think about no license, no driving, and up to $20,000. Checkpoint Strike Force, police patrols, and sobriety checkpoints are out there, stopping drunk drivers in Maryland every week, everywhere. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest.
Costs may vary on a DUI conviction, but research has shown a first offense can cost as high as $20,000. Loss of freedom and social life is certain based on losing your license. Over 500,000 drivers were stopped at checkpoints last year in the region.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Time to break down the game and get an update on the NCAA championship bracket. This is the All Access Postgame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Suits Wagbaum, Booker Corrigan back with you at Mustang Stadium as this South Regional NCAA quarterfinal in the books. Washington College defeating Stevenson 12-11. The Mustangs, Booker, exiting to a standing ovation from their home crowd. Obviously, you can't take away the second quarter, but that's really where they lost the game, getting outscored by Washington College 6-0 in the second.
And as much as I would like to say, you know, that Stevenson faltered in the second quarter, I didn't see it that way.
Right.
Washington College just grabbed the second quarter. They gravitated towards it, and they really, their level of play increased, and I credit Washington College with playing a great game tonight.
Yeah, Washington College, a very veteran team. Maybe we didn't talk about it enough during the broadcast. A lot of those guys, Nowicki, Cusick, seniors, all heavily juniors and seniors, and they certainly played like the moment wasn't too large for them.
Cusick rose to the occasion. Nowicki played, I think, like about 45 of the 60 minutes,
right,
up and down the field, and then Ted DeSalvo in the cage, looking like the old Greg Baker, if I know more, Andy Tybel, the two great goaltenders that Washington College has had in the recent memory of mine. But you got to credit them. And Jeff Shirk, their head coach, you know, he's now taking them to another step.
Right.
He's doing things the right way in Chestertown.
They'll play Salisbury on Sunday at Salisbury. How do you think Coach Cantabene addresses a locker room? A lot of guys have a championship ring from last year. Some guys weren't a part of it. How do you think he tries to?
I can tell you because I've been there.
Yes.
And I can tell you that, and it starts at the beginning of the year from the first time you meet with them, that we want to be together our last time and be proud of what we were able to accomplish. I hope that they feel that way. And I also always told my teams that my love for them was not based on wins and losses.
Right.
It was based on work and team chemistry. And again, that's something that they are in there measuring right now. And he's got a great coaching staff. He's got great kids. He's done an amazing job here at Stevenson. You know, one goal, one play, one post.
Right. Yeah.
They're in the semifinals.
Exactly. 12-11 Washington College. Let's show you the second half highlights. We'll show you how we got there. As Stevenson down 7-3 at the half. They score in the first 30 seconds as Colin Dabney gets one to make it 7-4. Stevenson getting one 34 seconds into it. The Mustangs get another one from Colin Dabney at 11-11. That makes it 7-5. Our score at that point. The other way, Washington College with the man up, 3-for-4 in the first half. This is their first man up in the second half. Robinson got caught away from Cusick. Cusick scoring his fourth goal right there. 4-for-5 on the man up at that point for Washington College. They're up 8-5. Billy Burgoyne the other way at the 8:55 mark, cutting across the crease. That was a man up goal for Stevenson. It's 8-6 as Stephen Bannock getting the assist. And now you see Hyken winning the faceoff. Stevenson coming quickly the other way. Hyken has it knocked out of his stick. It bounces right to DeShiel, and DeShiel scores two goals in 11 seconds for the Mustangs to make it 8-7 right there. Booker, it looked like it was going to be the Mustangs' night.
It looked like they had a chance there. They caught Ted DeSalvo out of the cage. DeShiel finishes it, but then they come right back.
Yeah, here's Engelhardt a minute and 20 seconds later, seizing momentum back for Washington College. He makes it 9-7, and just as quickly as they seize momentum, Tony Rossi tries to get it back for the Mustangs. He stings one with 5:31 to go in the third. We had 9 goals in the third. Here is the eighth. It's from Glenn Tompkins that tied it 9-9. Again, though, Washington College not giving in to the Mustangs, as this is not that replay. This is Bannock
saved by
shooting.
DeSalvo.
Yeah, saved by DeSalvo. And this is going to come the other way for Washington College, as they would get the stop there on Bannock, and they would get a goal in the final minute of the third. 55.1 seconds left. Sid Looney, a man-up goal, 5-for-6 at that point for Washington College with the man-up. They go 10-9. Now here's Nowicki going end-to-end. He scooped up the rebound on one side, put it in the back of the net, 11-9. Washington College, 12:45 to go. Again, the Mustangs showing resolve. They win the faceoff. 8 seconds go by, and Burgoyne from Bannock puts it in the back of the net. He drew the flag as well. It is 11-10, 12:37 to go, and it would stay 11-10 for almost 9 minutes. Chris DeShiel, after Hardwick knocked the ball loose, a broken play. Bannock to DeShiel. DeShiel in front, faking high, going around the goalie. He tied it 11-11 with 3:26 to go in the game. Mustangs unable to beat DeSalvo on this shot. Rossi shoots it into DeSalvo, so that gives Washington College a late possession, and boy, did they capitalize, finding Cusick. First time we saw him on the left wing, he beats Pecunez to make it 12-11 with 22.5 seconds left. Mustangs win the faceoff, call timeout, try to get it to Burgoyne in front, unable to do so, and Washington College able to run out the clock and celebrate at Mustang Stadium. The first time the Stevenson Mustangs have ever lost an NCAA tournament game at Mustang Stadium.
And you can see they just did a nice job, Washington College did, of managing their possessions. They took some shots that Pecunez rose to the occasion, made some saves, but they also, they moved the guys around a little bit, and they found ways to finish plays.
Well, we will take a break here from Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with more. Final score, Washington College 12, Stevenson 11. This is the SFMSports.net All Access Postgame Show.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
And the other day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing. At the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Saturday, May 17th at James M. Short Stadium in Hempstead, New York. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Need an extra incentive to reinvent your career? Start and complete two adult accelerated undergraduate courses at Stevenson University, and the third one is free. Choose from career-focused majors such as business, information systems, criminal justice, or paralegal studies. Visit accelerate.stevenson.edu now for more details and watch your future career unfold at Stevenson. This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're joined now by head coach Paul Cantabene. And, Coach, you said it right before we got on, just one bad quarter for you guys tonight.
Yeah, the second quarter, we made some mistakes, and they got up on us 7-3. But I thought we were really proud of how we played in the third quarter. You know, we just made some, you know, we outshot them tremendously. We just made a couple transition plays that got us on, and one man up. But I thought we played really well, you know, and for the most part, we just, DeSalvo, tipped my hat to him. I thought he made a lot of great saves. You know, standing on his butt, we had a lot of great opportunities, and he made some big-time saves. And, you know, they made some big-time shots. You know, the last shot that goes in, I think Dimitri's a little screen, doesn't see it. It's a long shot. It goes in, but they hit it, you know. So they deserve to go on. They played really well. It's a great game. But we had our opportunities. Brent Hyken played great, and we had a lot of guys do some good things. We just made some really mental mistakes, some drop passes. We had some really good opportunities, and, you know, we just didn't convert, and that was kind of the distance. When they had some good opportunities, they converted. When we had some good opportunities, we kind of made half of them. We need to make more of them, and I think that was the big difference in the game.
And, Coach, you covered about everything in the game there. Talk about your seniors, some great kids, some amazing kids. You've done such an amazing job building this program to where it is. Yeah. What would you say to those guys?
Well, I told them in the locker room that they've done everything I've ever asked them to do, and they played hard every game. And some great ones in there, Hyken and Ryan Rubenstein, Glenn Tompkins, Holacek, just some great ones, just some guys that can really do some great things. And, you know, we're very proud of their efforts. They really led us and did a great job. But we on the team now, you got to learn. We got to know how to get a goal better and move on. And, you know, we learned a lot of hard lessons still, you know, this year. But I think we got a great group coming back. We got some great transfers coming in, so we should be just fine. I don't think anybody's crying for us.
Coach, you guys, Cusick scores the goal to go up with 22 seconds left. Hyken does his job and wins the faceoff. What's the feeling on the sideline in that timeout? The way the game was going, it just felt like it was headed to overtime.
Well, we thought we had a good play all drawn up, but we didn't execute it at all. You know, Tony kind of went to the wrong spot, and we didn't get the mesh that we wanted, and it didn't work out. We tried to jam it inside and make a play, and they made a play. So sometimes, you know, you're only as good as the execution, so we tried to draw something up. It didn't quite work out. But we tried to get Steve, our best offensive guy, and he makes something happen. He passes the best. We tried to set a little pick in there for Dabney, who's one of our better shooters, and it didn't work out.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time and all your time all season long. And it was fun following you guys, and we wish you were practicing tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's no big deal. But, go Salisbury.
All right. Well,
I never thought you heard me say that.
Go anybody. It's a Division III some of the most fun lacrosse I get to watch all year, and I watch a lot of every level. So congratulations on being a part of the best division in all of college lacrosse.
Thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your graciousness in defeat. We're going to sub coach out for our Mustang player of the game, Chris DeShiel. DeShiel, one of those Mustang seniors that Booker and Coach were talking about. A great game for Chris tonight. Two goals, five assists. He's still got a smile on his face, Chris. I know this thing didn't end the way you wanted, but you guys, you know, you're part of the team that climbed the mountain last year. What was that final 22 seconds like for you?
I mean, those last 22 seconds are pretty difficult. You know, you look up in the stands, you look at your players, and you hope you can make a play. It's kind of difficult to make it in very few seconds, you know, and it's a struggle.
talk about your coming into the game tonight. Were you processing that this should be your last game as a Mustang, or were you thinking, we're going to advance, we're going to move on, we got this?
Well, I mean, that thought always comes across your mind, and I mean, I honestly, I try not to think about that at all. I mean, it helps me focus a lot better, but I mean, it did cross my mind. I mean, I was walking out the tunnel, and I said, oh, I mean, this very well could be the last time I ever walk out of this tunnel, I usually just don't let it get to me, but it kind of got to me for a moment today.
Well, obviously, it's hard to put 4 years into words, but everything you've experienced here at Stevenson, how would you try to summarize it? You've had a couple of these defeats where you didn't go all the way, and you had one last year where you never lost at the end.
I mean, every year was a struggle. I mean, I've gone through a lot, especially this year, but I can't thank my coaching staff enough. My players, they're always there for me when it counted. I mean, through these 4 years. there's nothing else I could ask for. And today, I mean, we just didn't play well for one quarter. So
there's a lot of quarters where you guys were the guys playing well.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can't hold your head down. I mean, you got to lift it up, and you guys got to thank all the players along the way that have helped you. And can't be more thankful to be a Mustang and to carry the tradition on, and hopefully the guys can do it for me when I'm gone.
All right, Chris. Well, you started a new tradition by winning the championship. And I guess, obviously, you know your brother. I know you told me he was hurt last week, but you kind of have to root for Salisbury, I guess.
No, I'm definitely rooting for Salisbury 110% here.
All right. Well, Chris is also from Salisbury. We appreciate you. Congratulate you on an outstanding career. I think you finished with, 39 points in 14 career NCAA tournament games. That's a lot to be proud of.
Exactly. And I appreciate everything you guys did for us.
So. And go Seagulls.
Let's go.
All right. All right. We'll edit that out. We'll be right back to wrap things up. That was Chris DeShiel, our Mustang player of the game. We'll be right back to wrap up the season. This is the SFMSports.net All Access Postgame Show.
With all of you.
Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid and Booker back to wrap things up. Let's take a look at the final stats from tonight's game. Stevenson dropping this one 12-11 at the hands of Washington College. Stevenson out shooting the Shoremen 55-44. Ground ball, Stevenson a 40-31 advantage. Face off, Stevenson 21 of 27. Washington College won just 6. Turnovers, basically a wash. Penalties, a wash. Man up ends up being a wash. Washington College 5-for-6 with the man up. Stevenson 4-for-6. The one big difference in our stat, DeSalvo, 17 saves, Pacunez, 10.
Unbelievable game by Ted DeSalvo. And the other thing I want to point out to our viewers is you see that man-up opportunities at
right.
Washington College, 5-of-6, and that was when they were rolling
right.
heavy. Stevenson picked up a couple when they absolutely needed them,
right.
so they're just as important.
Yes.
But that is the second quarter, the three of their four or five goals were in a row were man-up goals.
Right. So for Stevenson, the bid to defend their first ever national title falls short. They've been in the NCAA semifinals now 5 of 7 years, if you count this year missing it. So they're used to being in the semifinals. This is not the round they're used to going home in, but I think Coach put it best. He said nobody's crying for them, and they'll be back bigger and better next year.
He really does do a great job recruiting. He does a great job of developing players. That's the other key thing. You see a lot of times programs will bring in four freshmen, and they'll start for 4 years,
right.
and every other freshman kind of rides pine for four years because they get recruited. recruited over. So, you know, Coach Cantabene, you see guys who emerge, it's because Tim Pools and Coach Beaner are developing them in practice, getting them reps, getting them minutes so that they can become great players in big games.
Now for Washington College, can they go and slay the other giant on Sunday at Salisbury?
I don't know. I'm not rooting for either team. I mean, I got a bunch of friends on Salisbury, a bunch of kids that I coached on Salisbury. So I'm pulling for Salisbury, I've decided. But they're, Washington College is good, and their best players play well in big-time games.
They got to get some rest. We look at the other scores. RIT advancing to play Tufts. They beat Union 11-6. Tufts beat Cortland 15-5. And Salisbury beating Denison 15-5. It was definitely the game of the day, certainly as you look at those scores right here at Mustang Stadium. Just did not go the way of the green and the white, the way everything did last year. So their season wraps up. Our final score tonight, Washington College 12, Stevenson 11. Thank you for listening and following along all year on SU TV and SFMSports.net. For Booker, I'm Sid. Thanks for following along tonight. And from all of us here at Mustang Stadium, we wish you good night, and we'll see you next season.
This presentation of NCAA Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast was presented digitally at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics. For an update on the NCAA Lacrosse brackets, visit NCAA.com.